I got you.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Ty. You hear me?
What's going on, man? All right. Yep, I'm ready.
All right, we're ready. Let's lock it in.
Let's lock it in. Let's do what we do, man.
Do what we do all day, every day, motherfucker. Let's get it. All right, let's hit intro. Here we go. Intro, here we go.
And I got a Twitch now. Steve's live on YouTube.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
All right, Ty, we here, brother.
Man, where else could we be, man?
Nowhere else, but
we know we locked in all the time, son.
We always locked in, man. We always locked in.
All right, glad to be on.
Nah, nothing, man. It's a great topic, man. Let's eat. Let's get into it, man. What say you? Let's start today. Real quick, but anybody listening, please put a cue. If you got a question, if you're in the dojo, put a cue on Ty's side. He'll ask us or call in. We'll bring you in. Go ahead, Ty. You got it, my brother.
Yeah. Chat on my side. I know we be live on Twitch, and I don't be pulling up the chat messages.
Okay.
So if I see a cue in my chat, though, and that let me know you got a serious question, I'm going to pause you, read it out loud, chat.
No doubt.
So, all right. But, to get right into it, man.
Let's get into it, bro.
For today's show, every woman has an inner wild side to be explored. I mean, what y'all don't know, we're going to fill y'all in a little bit behind the scenes. The original title that I was thinking of in my head was, there's no such thing as a good girl or an innocent woman. And I said, let me take it a step further and allude to really what the bigger picture is, and that is every woman has a wild side to be explored. I don't care how religious she is, how prude she is, what she has not done. Every woman has a desire, a fantasy, a side of her where she may be even scared to explore herself. Her depths of her intention, depths of her sexualness and sexuality, she may have been held from growing up and told, that's not good. Stay away from that. Don't be slutty. Don't be a whore. And when you learn as a man to take those same things and use them to empower that sexuality and create that sexual trust and comfort, that's where the wild side is. Now, women get real good at this, don't they, Steve? They get real good at covering it up and hiding it from the average bozo that don't know women. But a dude like us, we all know they all freaks. We all know they nasty. We all know they listen. But we just know that she may not show it for you, but it's there.
Yes, absolutely, Ty. And this is, I draw this real quick because I talked about this the other day, Ty, that think about a painting, and I want to show the guys real quick. If you look at a woman and sexuality, it's an ugly painting, but think about it as a painting that every time she knows her body, she loves sex, she loves to masturbate, she loves to be bad, she loves to be naughty, but she doesn't want to give that side away to somebody who doesn't have the experience to accept it, Ty, to be able to guide it, Ty, and to be able to show her that it's okay to be what you are. And so what they do is they bottle themselves up behind the, I'm a good girl. I have morals. Again, like you said, morals, judgments, they go to the church, they feed the homeless, they go to Girl Scout courses and pass out cookies. They do just about everything.
They cover it well.
They cover it very well, because only a few can see through the coverage. See what people don't understand, when you have game and you have depth, like Ty always talks about as well, you can see what they are without even saying it. Now, with that being said, Ty, it's important for these young men to understand that even though they have a wild side, the worst thing you guys do is you make them feel like sluts versus letting them be slutty. Let's talk on that, Ty.
No, just like that. No, I love how you mentioned that when you have game, you can see through it.
Oh, yeah.
Keyword, without even saying it or calling it out.
Yes.
See, it's something that when you move a certain way as a man and you have a certain amount of game, you just cultivate an atmosphere or an environment where she can just be that regardless.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, she'll get lost in being that. She'll be saying things she's never said before. She'll be comfortable enough to do things she's never done before. And it's not like I'm asking her directly, hey, can you be freaky? Are you a freak? Are you nasty? It's that she will already, guys, what you guys need to understand, all these things are already there.
Yes, it's already there.
You're not making her anything. It's already there. All you're doing is staying ready. Being the guy who, when the floodgates opens, you got your raft, you got your canoe, you got your rowboat, whatever you need. And I use that to metaphorically say that a lot of times women have to adapt and cover themselves up because of their insecurities, not just the physical insecurities, but their perceptions of other people's judgment.
Yes.
So when you walk around, you might not even show her that you will judge her as a woman, but how you judge other things, how you judge other people, and how you judge yourself, let her know that she cannot be accepted and encouraged and empowered in your environment. Because you're a judgmental person. You're a follower. You're a small-minded person. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to her sexuality and doing things she's never done before and being something she's never been before, she can't do that through you or with you, because you're a follower mentally.
Right. As a man, we want you guys to understand, I want, if you're going to judge anything, judge her not to judge. See, I don't want you guys, listen, a lot of women are allowed to dress the way they want to dress. They're allowed to wear what they want to wear. That doesn't make them a bad person, and they don't need to be shamed for their sexuality. And see, what the problem is, Ty, is that a lot of young women that leave high school, go into college, that transfer from the high school boys, so to speak, they're looking to explore their sexuality. They're looking to go beyond their own realm of what they actually think sex is, and they realize they can't do it with inexperienced individuals that don't tap into the greatest pussy that they have, is the mind. They don't allow the woman to go beyond the depths of what she thinks sexuality is and let her know that it's okay to go there with you, and I'm going to be there with you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm just going to watch you for what you are, appreciate you for what you are, and watch and see you explore your own self. And see, that a lot of women out there, Ty, that's why they love motherfuckers like us, because we're saying, listen, we can enhance the experience, yes, but I want you to know that I'm not only can enhance it, but you and I as men, Ty, we are an experience. See that? They don't even know about that. We are an experience, my brother.
Exactly. We the reason that she fall in love with it. We the reason that the drug come in, because not only do you have the separate entity of her loving how she feels when she can just let go in her desires and not be judged and be herself, but she also allows how we handle her, how we do her, how we talk to her, what we say to her and why we say it. And then what you guys need to understand is you can never get to the sexual inner wild side that she has when you can't even get through her mind. You can't even get through the person that, let's say you're talking to her and you're very reactional. You're very emotional. And you have, when she's talking to you as a man, she can't even tell you the simplest thing without you reacting or overreacting or saying something dumb or judgmental. So why would she tell you that she wants to have a threesome? Why would you don't make her feel comfortable at all. So she will not feel comfortable enough in your presence to explore and try something new, because you have to be the thing that will sit there and allow her to have reassurance from you, not from directly saying it to her in the sense of, oh, yeah, you know, I hold your hand, but that she really feels that in your presence, that she is safe with you. You are her safety net where she can allow herself to be let free as wild as she wants to, as nasty as she wants to. And you know what? Not only the opposite, you're not just going to not judge her, but you're going to encourage her. Do that shit more. Get nastier. Beg for the dick. Suck my dick. Listen, and then now you're off the cliff. But a lot of you, this is where a lot of y'all guys be so goofy and y'all play too much. And you don't even realize how nasty women are. You think she's trying to be, oh, yes, it's fine. No, that girl, man, she is a demon.
Yeah,
on her wild side.
It's not,
and I love it.
No, I love it too. And it's not even, let's take holding her hand. Let me show you how deep it is. Not you, Ty, but for those watch how deep it is. If I'm holding her hand, I can take my thumb. All right, it's her hand, okay? I'm holding her hand. I can take my thumb and rub right from the center of her hand, come back around and rub the top of her hand, and then whisper in her ear something. That's sex. See, you see, the average guy would just hold her hand. You know, they would just hold hands. But see, when you want to unlock things, you, her whole body is a canvas in which you can paint on how you touch her, where you touch her, the ways you touch her. If you guys, if you young men, just take your thumb and rub down the center right here, just the center from this part right here, rub it down, bring it around from her wrist all the way back to the top and just guide it right there and then get in her ear and just say something in her ear. See, those are the things that's going to unlock things in her because the average guy was not even thinking about, even like you say, Ty, even holding your hand. Matter of fact, what if we go from the here to lie, slide down, you rub around her wrist, rub the top, and then come down and just slightly kiss her hand, then look at her and tell her how sexy she is. These are the things that unlock the bad girl because these are the things that she knows. And you know what? The average man doesn't have the experience to understand that my body is a combination of sexual things, and I need the right man to unlock it, Ty.
And exactly that, just in situations like that, you talking about rubbing her hand a certain way,
yes,
kiss this, and then what you say to follow up with that, the idea is that she can't even defend herself from this because the harder she fights it, the harder she sits there and tries to say to herself, wait, no, I need to stop. I need to chill. I need to.
Yes.
The more she wants it, the harder they fight, the harder they fall. And then next thing you know, she's going to hit you up, and then she's going to beg for it. She's going to ask for it because all of the little things that you do to turn her on, what you guys need to realize is you can do this without even making her feel like it's even happening. And in fact, if you have to say the word sex, if you have to say fuck, pussy, or any of these words, you're a rookie in the game because you can create this picture and create this environment and turn her on without even talking, without even mentioning it.
Yes.
You might be able to just listen, touch the thigh a certain kind of way, touch the stomach a certain point, hug her a certain kind of way. And that already triggers her mind into think in a different direction. She's already turned on from that. But one element I want to touch on is that where a lot of you guys go wrong with this is you fool yourselves. So the key is that every girl has that inner wild side. I'm telling you, there's no girl you're going to meet. I don't give a fuck what country she from.
Right.
I don't care if she's from 18 to 72.
Yes. Nasty. Oh, we got a phone
she
call.
She might not even be aware. All right, I'm going to close this up. Again, the key is that she might not even be aware of the lengths of her nasty side. But there requires a level of intimacy before you can engage that point. And guys, we're not talking about a long-term school project. You can do this your first time meeting a woman.
Right. And Ty, the good news is that she doesn't realize. The good news is that she's just used to the average guy doing average things. So this is our advantage that we have over the rest. But let's go ahead and grab this call real quick. Oh, my friend.
All right.
Area code 347. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Okay, so my question is, how do I begin to stop over-explaining when I'm trying to do something with a woman, just doing something in general? Because
okay, wait a second. Wait, wait. Wait. Give us.
He said over-explaining.
Yeah. Give us an example.
Carlo, can you hear me? Let's just check this real quick.
Yeah, Carlo, can you hear me?
Okay, you got you. Yeah. All right, yeah. Just give us an example of what you mean by over-explaining. What do you mean by that, sir?
I feel like a good example would be.
Okay, you got to speak up. You got to speak up a little bit, sir. We got you turned up all the way up. You got to speak up. Sound like you were away from the phone. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And ask your question.
Yeah, like just like small little to using words that don't complement the say correctly thing or
You're just describing what over explaining is.
Give us an example of what you're talking about. How are you over talking a point?
It's just something that I've, like, noticed within myself.
Okay, caller, stop. All right, wait, stop. Wait. Okay, I don't think you understand articulating what we're saying to you. You're asking us a question. We're asking you to give us an example so we can help you with your answer. So give us an example of what you're talking about, of you over-explaining yourself.
Okay, so let's say I was caught off guard and had to have a conversation, like, spontaneously. Always ask the question that I wasn't ready for, and trying to answer that question instead of planning out the question.
What would be the question?
So why are you trying to fake experience? Why can't you just have some humility and honor and integrity and just be like, well, I have no comment.
Well, no, it's not that I would have no comments, but I wouldn't think before I would try to answer that question.
Well, what is the question she's asking? Give us a question, example of a question she's asking. What is she asking?
It could be anything, like any question that I'm not
reading. Example.
What's your hobby? Or what's your hobbies?
All right, what's your hobby? So what do you?
How is that a question that you don't under? You don't.
Yeah, you can't answer.
Prepare like.
What is your hobby? What's your answer to your? What's your hobby? What is your answer?
My answer to that would be. My hobbies are running, writing, deep thinking.
Wait a second. No, can I talk? You give me some warm milk so I can sleep on this bullshit he's saying. Are you fucking serious? You know what? Hey, you want to know? Hey, what do you think I'm going to say? She asked me what my hobby is. You know what my hobby is? My hobby is finding out how you can smile when I kiss you on the side of your neck. My hobby is looking in your eyes and seeing how your body quivers when I take my hand and rub it down your spine. That's my hobby. My hobby is starting to touch you and spell words on your body. That's my motherfucking hobby. So I'm trying. I mean, if you want to keep talking about your ride rowing and shit, what did he say? Rowing a boat?
Yeah, Carl is telling you like the fish and count guppies and some crazy shit.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you're really making her wet by your hobbies.
So, Carla, notice this in the differences between, you know, Steve's answers to your answer. So his answer was leading somewhere and connecting it to the woman and making her feel some kind of way. Your answer was just my hobbies and write this down and get this on my resume and fill out random information and I'm boring and I don't. You see what I'm saying? Who would want to listen to that? And why do you think she cares? Even if you said random hobby, you know what I love to do? I love to go bowling or some shit, and I want to bring you with me next, blah, blah, blah. Even that's simple and leading somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would like to take you bowling with me because that'll give me an opportunity to get right behind you and show you how we can make a strike together. Where I can take my hand and hold your hand, wrap my hand around your hips. It'll give me every excuse you can. I know you're going to chuck that joint in the gutter, so I'm going to find an excuse to get behind. That's my hobby, man, rolling up on you, girl. We're going to hit a strike together.
So how do you practice, especially with Steve, how do you practice like incorporating that imagery into your responses? Or not even how you practice.
You can tell with Steve. Steve is just always going. That's his narrative. That's his prerogative. He's always going to put his extra spice on his junk. But the consistency and the fact that it is leading somewhere is adding a depth to the same interaction, which might have been born. Now, listen, you don't have to copy, Steve. You don't have to copy word for word and try to, oh, yeah, no, I'm a, because you don't even see yourself as that guy. It's going to come off forced and creepy when you say it.
Yeah.
Right.
So what? What's up, buddy?
Yeah, so I just want to, in order to remember it and actually put into practice, so basically what you guys are saying is make your statements relevant. Make when you make a statement, you have to be leading.
Why
it towards,
are you saying it?
Yes, lead it towards something. What are you leading it toward? You're either leading towards two things: friend zone, creepy zone, bedroom. Which pathway do you want to lead towards?
Right, out of those three.
Okay, the latter.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can't. Telling her you like to fish ain't leading her anywhere unless you like, I like to fish with you, and then, you know, I'll grab your hand and get behind you as you throw that thing, because I know you can't fish well, baby. But you know what? I'll get you some tight fishing wear. And, oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing it again. My bad. But, yeah, but I'm just saying. Everything is a lead to sex, man. I'm sorry. It's just my mind. Yeah. I mean, when you embody sex, you just pushing towards it. I'm not wasting the time. I'm not wasting time. Well, I love the bird watch, and have you seen the platypus duck? Oh, wow. You know what I mean, Colin?
Yeah. I'm,
or you could just keep asking her what you're doing. Nah. You could just keep asking her what you're doing in house or day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no. Hold on. I stopped doing it like 3 years ago. Yeah. But all right, so make it relevant. Actually know what you're trying to do with what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And where you're trying to bring it, where you're trying to bring
it. Yeah, well, but there's layers to this, because that's one layer. But you also got to study the smiles, the laughs, and the blushes, because every laugh, every smile, and every blush is also a language. I think I got that tied. I did this on the show the other day, and I think I got on my little chart that I write. You know, I always write and shit. Oh, here we go. For all your Taekwondo guys, that's like when she bites her lip. I kind of messed that up. But what I'm saying is, every smile is a story. Every smile is a story that you have got to listen to the smile and see if you're tapping it the right way. Because if you're tapping too far to the right and the smile goes away, then you got to shift it back over. Then once you get that smile, then that's when you go deeper into that point right there.
And it's not even just that smart.
If you cannot do this in the moment, you're going to slip up on an opportunity to hit her where she never been hit before.
Yeah. How do I learn? Because I'm not going to crack it perfectly on the first try. But how do I learn to become more efficient, become quicker in doing that?
Well, listen, you're not trying to be perfect, right?
Right.
Because who's are you going to try to use to be perfect? Then you're going to try to be more like us. You're going to try to be more like Steve, me, or whoever else. The idea is that you know where you're going when you say what you say. Otherwise, you're a man with no value. You're just talking and talking. And guess what she's going to say when she feels that? She's going to feel that. Oh, this man, he don't be saying shit. He's not going anywhere. Right? So I can just waste time with him all day.
All right, caller, ready for this? Walk me through what are the steps you're going to take to kiss a girl? Walk me through that real quick, caller. What are the steps you're going to take?
I am looking to her eyes.
Okay, step one.
Grab her shoulders, bring her into me.
Wait, you'll grab her shoulders?
Oh.
Wait, you're going to put her eyes and grab her fucking shoulders? All right, let's slow that. Let's right behind that. Okay, let's go. Okay, you'll look in her eyes, and then what's the next step?
I look into her eyes, grab her waist into mine.
Okay. Okay, wait. Now, wait, we need to say, is it right hand or left hand?
Right hand.
Okay, grab her waist with right hand. Okay,
you're going to what about the other hand, Carla?
What you going to do with the other hand?
My left hand is going to be on her neck.
Part of the neck. Come on, dog. We got to get specific. I'm gonna show. We're gonna tie all what you're saying into your question right now. So okay, you're looking in her eyes. Right hand on her hip. Left hand on what part of her neck? Where on her neck? Is it section one? This part? The middle? The bottom? Close to the shoulder? Where are you touching on her neck?
My left hand's thumb is going to be on the left side of the middle. And then my okay. other four fingers on the left are going to be on the right side of her middle. And they're okay. going to, my thumb is going to go deep, a little deeper than the fingers.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right, let's start right there. Okay, let's start right there. Okay, start right there. So, okay. So think about when you're answering the question, you do that move while you're answering the question as you're going towards her. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, could you reiterate that one more time?
Okay, Carla, I'm saying the move that you just created. Yeah. I'm saying when she's talking about your hobby or when the moment is right, that's the move that you're going to do. You're going to look her in her eyes. You're going to bring her close to you with the right hand. You're going to bring the left hand by the, you say, the middle of her neck, and you're going to move in for the kiss. You've already got it planned out. You just got to find the right moment to do it, buddy.
And everything you saying, listen, Carla, everything you saying to her, again, remember, what kind of environment or atmosphere are you creating with your interaction with her? Are you creating best friend, friend zone, goofy-ass vibes? Are you creating a vibe to where when you go to do something like that, it's right on purpose, it's right on time? Because you created your own timing. Mm-hmm. See, it's not about being perfect. It's about setting yourself up for success.
Yes. And Carla, you know what's great about what you said as well? You can text that to her. You can say, you know what I'm thinking about right now? I'm thinking about looking you in your eyes, taking my right hand and putting it around your waist, bringing you close to me, my left hand rubbing your neck, and going in for a kiss and just tasting you. You can even put that in a text. So guess what? You can hit with, see that thought you have.
Hey, Steve, you put the cherry on the top with the taste in you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just
they ain't catch that. You gave out some free game.
Right. I'm sorry. I did add the cherry. This is me. You know, Ty, I can't help myself. But no, what I'm saying to you, caller, is that you can not only do the move you created, you can text it, you can do it on voicemail, or you can say it on the phone. It's all you. You just find the right moment to say it because women aren't used to men being that assertive, that dominant. You're not being creepy. You're not being weird. You're just setting a tone and setting the mood. So well, let me ask you. She was like asking, now let's rewind that. Hey, caller, what is your hobby?
My hobby is running with you around the park. And when we're done, taking you down to sit down and look into your eyes about how you've been feeling. And when you tell me how you're feeling, I'm going to look into your eyes and be like, I'm going to make that better. My hobbies are taking you to the library.
No, what about your hand? Come on. No.
Sunshine Lane, right, man. Nigga, I thought you wanted to kiss.
Yeah, get out Sunshine Lane. Go back to what you just told us your move are. You got her. What's the rest of your hobby now? What's the hobby? Come on. It starts with looking in your eyes. Go ahead. What's your hobby?
Looking into your eyes, grabbing you. Fucking up.
No, wait. Don't rush it. Put little things in there. Looking in your eyes, taking my time, slowly, guiding, letting the moment. So you just don't want to rush it. You're like, grab you. Just put some little words in there to make it, to smooth it all out, connect it. Let that be the glue to gel in all that smooth shit you're saying. So you look in her eyes, and then what?
Look into your eyes, grab your hip, grab your neck softly.
No, but how are you grabbing her? It's not just grabbing. Remember, the more detail you're giving her, the more experience she knows you have. So you're not...
Catch this, Steve. A lot of guys got to catch this. I want to add this in right now. Okay, I know he's having sex with her when he's doing this, right? Listen, he's fucking her here. Without even touching her.
And that's
he's fucking her mind, the vagina between her ears.
Yes. And that's why you got to slow it down and get more descriptive. Remember, like I showed you the painting, you want to add more to her painting, so be more descriptive. You're okay. I like that. We already got it. The eyes, the hips, and rubbing her neck. Now get descriptive in between those moments. You already got those points, so get descriptive. So now you're looking in her eyes, and then what?
I look into your eyes, and look into your lips, grab you.
Wait. No.
What are you going to tell her? What are you going to tell her when you look into her eye?
Right. When you look, okay, look in her eyes. Look in those beautiful blue, green, brown. Are they sparkling? Again, Carla, I'm just showing you. This is the more descriptive, the more influence you're going to have over her. So you're looking through her eyes. So when you look in her eyes, what do I see in your eyes? I can see how they twinkle when they look at me because you're getting a little bit nervous. And right now I can see you biting your bottom lip, waiting for me to make my move, anticipation, because this is what you wanted all along. You just finally are at this moment. I'm sorry. I'm on my back, dog. Not me. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, listen, Steve. The dude's just going to sit here and be like, no, this is doing too much. This is, watch the music she listens to and listen to the lyrics. I just was talking about this on my stream yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They have to understand why women listen to and read the things that they read.
Yes.
This is what the reason they read these fantasy books. They read these stories.
Yes.
They listen to these certain songs because they love the life. You see, it's not just, oh, fat ass, big titties, horny.
Right.
For them, it's the thrill. Yeah. It's the experience. Mm. How you talk to her, what you stand to her when you in it, how you handle her when you do it, how you dominate her and on all levels, not just physically,
yes,
but to create the consistency to that experience of sex itself.
Yep.
Because before you even get to, oh, you throwing her back out or fucking her a missionary or something like that, it's the sex that led up to it that made her want the sex, that made her want you to do those things. Because she could already envision and imagine you doing those things without you ever even directly saying them based on the moment. And Steve, I just wanted to add this concept because a lot of guys are going to fly over their head.
Yeah.
I realize. Even if, let's say, you don't have this specific death of a moment with a woman, you showing your experience and you showing that you trust yourself and how you can handle her will allude to what she will say. I wonder what he'll do in bed. They love the build up. They love the throw out. They love the say this and say that. And guess what? It's not, you're never going to fall into the lane of the guy who's all talk because you're not making, oh, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that. You're creating a picture here.
Right.
You're not threatening her. You're not telling her what you. It's not just as simple as telling her what to do. What you're creating is an experience for her.
Yes, call it. Think of it like this: you're the director. You're the director of this film called "Her Face in a Pillow and Her Ass Up in the Air." That's the end result. But as a director, now you've got to set the scene. You got to set the motion. You got to set the look. You got to set the touch. You got to set every little part because the more you listen. Like Ty said, and this is very important, the more you can explain and describe the scene, the faster you're going to get to your point. So if you're just saying, kiss your face, grab your dick, you got more work to do. But you got to set the scene because you say you're looking in her eyes. Okay, when you look in her eyes, ask yourself a question. What do I see when I look in your eyes? And why do I see that? What is the moment that you're seeing right now, me looking at your eyes? What is the moment you're feeling when I move and take my hand? Am I going slowly? Am I guiding it? Am I taking my time to go around your waist? Because I want to let you know that I'm not trying to rush this. I want to set the tone for what's in your mind. See what I'm saying? What I'm trying to get you guys and all the guys in the dojo and everybody to see is that this is why I tell you poetry is important because you have got to be able to set scenes. That's why 50 Shades of Grey and books like that have impact on women because it just peels off the pages and hits her in such a way that she has to have you. Even if she doesn't want to have you, it's where they say they start kissing you. And listen, it's the weird thing about it. They're grabbing your ass and they're saying, no, I shouldn't be doing this, but they're pulling you in closer. No, I've got to go, but they're pulling you in deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta set that tone, brother.
You're her forbidden fruit. You're her kryptonite. You're her Achilles heel.
Yes.
It's moments like this and the depth that you can create in the interactions that you have with her. That guess what? There's gonna be some average guy out there who would just fuck, right? Mm-hmm. But he only allows her to see why I'm so different. Well, as a matter of fact, not why, but how different I am from the rest of the dudes. Because while you're sitting there trying not to feel awkward, nervous, and what should I do? I know what I'm going to do, and I know exactly why I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you a simple, quick reason right here. For women, I'm telling you, they are like, if you want to connect a metaphor of women being an instrument to their emotions, connect it how they feel on the inside, that inner wild side. It's just like playing an instrument. You strike this chord, you press this key, that's a G chord or a B chord. That plays a certain sound. But for women, you can do this through your words. You can do this through your text message, voice message, whatever the case may be. And by touching them and playing them certain chords, I'm telling you, before you even touch her,
yes,
you might have only shook her hand, and her pussy is wet.
Oh, dude, hey, caller. Not only that, this is the difference between her saying, you know what, can we convene this on the phone at 10:30? Let me. I got a few things to do at work, or I got a few things to do, but let's finish this conversation later. Or the, what are you doing right now? Why don't you come over? If you all that talk, come over and see me right now. You know, these are the things that we're saying is to see a lot of young men think that it's goofy and stupid to use your mouthpiece, but what Ty and I are trying to show you, the tongue is much than the sword. You know what I mean? The tongue
is way mightier.
And what you're doing is, and this is the best part, young man, you know that the average surface dweller will not do this, which makes her even want you that much more, because now she's comparing you to everyone else. And even though that guy might have a nice car, nice clothes, and all that other stuff, he's boring. He's boring. And even if she's with him eating his food, she's going to be thinking about, man, I remember, man, the way he talked about touching me, the way he talked about looking at me, the way he set the scene. What would it be like to be the woman in the fantasy, to be the woman in the romance novel, you know, even be the woman in that porn? You know, they want this, but you're unlocking the combination the more descriptive you are with what you're doing, because that's showing her, I don't need to be face-to-face with you to touch you and make you wet. I will make you wet no matter where you're at, because I got your ear. And if I got your ear, I'm going to get your pussy easily.
Got your ear, got your body.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the connection. Remember, remember when you go after the pussy between her legs, you lose, because all of a sudden she feels that you're making her feel like a slut and a whore, right? But when you get in her ear, she's going to feel slutty and feel like a whore. She's going to feel that I can let myself down, let myself go, and let you have me any way you want me, or let me have you the way I want you, because your words are smooth and it's touching me in a way that even if I'm trying to deny you, I can't deny that you're hitting my emotions. See, the emotions are here. You can't. This is the only place the emotions lie. And once you get this, you get everything. Ty, what say you, my brother?
No, just like that. And as I've been mentioning to you guys for the longest, listen, when you open her mind, she'll open her legs.
Easy.
You can go back to the first time y'all ever even heard me say it on camera. I never said, when you open her mind, you can open her legs. It's when you open her mind, she will open her legs.
She will.
Her. She. That's the key difference. And a lot of guys might not even have caught that simple but huge tweak, because you don't understand the severity of it. And that goes to show in the connection, just like Steve said, once you get the emotion, once you get her up here, dog, it's almost like you can't stop her from getting down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she can't stop herself. That's what it ultimately is. She has to have you. And then guess what? It gets even more dangerous, because she can never have you.
Yes.
She can only have you for a night, a day, if even a day. A phone call.
Yes.
She can never have you.
Yes.
So she will listen.
It's okay. Keep going, dog.
Hey, Steve, this is where the drug addiction start kicking in. Like, where you at? What you doing? I miss you. Can I come over? Okay. All right. Listen, if you come over, can we?
Caller. She's saying right here. You know what? I'm looking for a way. I gotta suck his dick. But you know what? Oh, hey, my. And what they'll do is they'll fuck some up in their house just to say, oh, my washer isn't working. See, there's a difference between the average surface dweller and what we're telling you to be. The average surface dweller, when she wants you to fix something, she wants you to actually fix something. But when she's asking us to come over, she's trying to find an excuse. See, a woman is not just going to say, I want to smash. They will sometimes, but sometimes they're going to do it in a ladylike way so then they can be bad behind closed doors with you, where they're going to be, oh, my God, he's coming over. I can't wait to see him, and I can't wait to see him take it. I can't wait to see him throw me on the damn the table and take it, or me rip his pants open and trying to buckle his pants like the serum is in his balls or something. I can't wait to get it. So what we're saying to you is that this is how they are thinking. See, they want listen, they want this, but they cannot find it because it's hard to find a Taekwondo or a man like myself or men like us who know that, listen, I just need your ear. I don't need anything else. Just give me your ear, and it's already fucking over to you.
And catch y'all got to catch what he said. Catch how Steve said she'll find a ladylike way to do it. Because when I told y'all, so all women come in different shapes, sizes, and forms, and levels of confidence and insecurity. So she may not put herself out in the open and directly say, I want to do this or I want to do that. She may try to, you know, save her reputation or save her self from getting rejected or you judging her. So then on top of that, she may find a ladylike way to do it. What you doing tomorrow? And she may allow you, she may create an opportunity for you to be a man. You just have to execute. Yeah. And if you're not a man, you're going to miss all the little shit that they do. See, you even become more perceptive of their behavior because you can sort of dissect the underlying motive to why she did it or why she said that thing that seems like it has nothing to do with anything, but it does.
Yeah, shout out to my dog, Duke Don, my dog, my road dog. Well, what I'm saying to you, caller, is that, like, again, let's just...
I'm right back, Steve.
All right, take it down. Let's go from the top again, okay? Let's talk about you looking in her eyes. Walk me through. Okay, you're looking in her eyes. Like, you're on the phone with her right now. You're telling her you're looking in her eyes. Walk me through it.
All right.
Set the scene.
So I'm... Got you. So I'm going to look into your eyes, look at that sparkling brown in your eyes. When you're nervous, and look at me, that little smile that you give me.
You go from the eyes to the smile, okay? But you go from the eyes and stretch it out. Stretch the scene out. I can see your eyes right now, right? I can see your eyes right now. Your eyes right now are telling me things that you want to do, but you're hoping that I can read your eyes enough to do all the nasty things you want me to. See what I'm saying? I'm just stretching out the eyes. See that? Stretching out the eyes, stretching out. See, the more you stretch it out, the more you're creating the buildup. Okay? All right, so let's go from the eyes. Let's go from your hands. So let's transition from looking at our eyes and make the transition. Remember, when you're making the transition from our eyes to your arm, there's a little gap right there. So transition us through what's going on as you go from eyes to putting your hand around her hip. What's the transition?
And as I finish looking to your eyes, I'll take my hand and I'll stretch it onto your hip and
what's
grab you into me.
Man, what's the speed of the hand? Come on, you're using your hand, but what's the speed of it?
And slowly grab your hip. Right.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Wait. No, you're good. But hey, what part? Hey. Is it her right hip, left hip, grab her hips? I mean, go away. Again, listen. The more descriptive, the more excitement. Because you're putting her in the story. So you.
That's what I was just about to say that. See, I was just about to say, she's a part of your picture that you're painting. Okay, call it like she's a character in the story that you're making. So.
Yes.
The more she knows what she has to do, how she has to do it, or how you're going to do it, or what's going to get done to her, the more she can sit there and jump right in the character or the role or follow your lead. if we got to simplify this to the smallest grain of salt. The more she knows she can follow your lead.
Right. And Rady, then look how deep you can go from this point. You can bring her back to a third-person view while as you're guiding towards her hips. Baby, can't you imagine that right now? Can't you imagine what that would be like? Can't you imagine right now? I can feel the heat illuminating from what's coming on between that. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? You can still, and all we're using is eyes, hip. We haven't even hit the neck yet. You see what I'm saying? We haven't even hit the neck yet. We just eyes the hip right now. But see, remember, this is the key that's going to make her make that decision Friday night or Saturday night or Thursday night when she wants to get with somebody. And she's like, well, you know, I've got hundreds and thousands of choices. They do have those, but there's only one guy 347 that has talked to me the way I want to be talked to because I want to experience what he has to say. You see what I'm saying, caller?
All right.
And then caller, then when you get into that dirty talk, you get in that dirty talk and then she say, or what? And if I don't. And she's just creating, she's giving you more opportunities to get nasty. She's begging for it, she's asking for it. She wants you to paint the more pictures.
Yes.
And see, if you guys have any experience, you know, talking nasty with a woman. Y'all know when they really in their bag, they ask for more.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then,
what's next? And if I don't, and they resist so you can create more of the story. If you really hit the story on the grain, she'll say, do it. I want it. Bet. Or, you know, when can I get it? But when they do that, they're asking you to create more to the script, the more to the life of the experience of what's about to happen.
We have a final, because I feel like one thing that might go wrong for me is I use very, like, aggressive word choice. So I'm trying to, because I noticed
like,
that. When,
what are you
like,
saying, though? Give us an example. What are you saying?
Like, for example, you say, massage her neck, and I say, grab her neck. You say.
Listen. There's a difference between a grab and a hold, and a pull.
Yes, different ways.
And a caress.
Yes.
You see, different words. See, just understand. We can simplify this, bro. There are certain words that turn women off.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen a lot on the internet, a woman will see something and be like, I hate the word moist or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, just certain words that are just unattractive, that are just cringe and just weird to say. So as long as you ain't saying nothing like that, but then guess what? There's opposite. There's certain words that trigger. See, I like to use the word desire. I love the word desire because I know there's so much she can think about that word. And then also when I use the word desire, I allude that there's a unique definition that I have for the word. And then when she says, well, you know, I might even say the word desire and be like, well, listen, my desire means a different thing, but that's besides the point. And then I go in back into my statement and then she goes, well, no, what does desire mean to you? And that's where I know her. I got her ass because she's asking me to explain what I mean by what I said and the word I said.
Yeah, go ahead, Ty. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, and then when I say the word desire again, she now has my definition, my meaning, and my depth behind the word. So when I say it to her, it's no longer what she thought it was when I first said it to her. See, now I'm even rewiring how she sees things so that I can trigger her in certain ways that no other man can because I'm creating my world. I'm inviting her in my world.
Right. And also, Paul, remember, you want to use an aggressive word, okay? Peep game. You can use an aggressive word, but don't make it you to her. Make it her to you. As I'm slightly touching you, you are aggressively grabbing me and holding on to me. You aggressively moan. You aggressively bite your lip. You see what I'm saying? So you can see, if you want to use the aggression, put that shit on her. Because what you're saying.
She's a wild animal. Yeah, she's not. Listen, she ain't got no self-control. She's going to lose herself.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you are fully in control, calm, guiding her and handling it. She's the one that's wild enough.
Yes.
And call it. They are always the ones that do.
Yes, you're the bad one. Be bad. So what you're saying to her, when you're saying her aggressively grabbing you're giving her permission to be bad now. be bad, wild, aggressively, hey, really, rip my clothes off, aggressively, don't nibble my neck, bite my shoulder.
Steve, wait, wait, Steve, that's not ladylike.
It is in our
book. Yeah, yeah, right. Now, Carla, catch this. Even how we go to the title of that inner wild side. See, when we describe her to herself and tell her all the things that she can be, she may have never even known that she could let herself be aggressive, nasty, wild like that. But listen, we were already saying it to her and talking to her about it, so now she's even getting more comfortable seeing herself be like that.
Yeah.
Or imagining herself be like that.
Yeah. I can
see. You catch that, Carla, from the beginning? My fault, Steve. From the very beginning, we talking about the whole good girl thing.
Yeah.
She may have put that mask on so far. She may have hidden it so far, and not obviously, not from niggas with game, but she may have tried to cover it up so well, but she is going to lose control, and guess what? It's fine, because this is the place that you do.
Yeah.
You are with a man that you lose control with, and we like that. Do it more. Do it. Matter of fact, that ain't nasty enough. Say it again.
Yes, and call her. Use her goodness against her. Use her goodness against her. You're so motherfucking bad right now. I know there's a war going on between you. There's a part of you wants to be good, but I know that bad girl wants to come out. How you, baby, tell me how wet that puss. Be bad right now. Be bad with me right now and tell me how wet that pussy is getting right now. And guess what, caller? She's not going to tell you. She's going to make a noise. The noise, this is what's important. Because a lot of women just going to say, well, yes, I'm bad. I'm bad. No, they're going to be like,
yeah. She's going to let that fume out and call it, be ready. The cage is open. The cage is open. The beast is growling.
Yes.
The bull has, you know, scratch the ground and buck his horns.
Mm-hmm.
She about to wild out. She about to freak out because you just let her know. Listen, Carla. This, you know, just to simplify this for everybody, you are temptation
all day. Drug. Come on.
You are. Listen, you are the bad whisper in her ear. See, the other whisper in her ear is, "Don't do it. No, you shouldn't."
Yeah.
No, chill, stop, girl, you can't do that. See, the other voice has always been telling her what she can't do, what she should not do. And we are telling her, wild the fuck out.
Be bad. Be naughty. Be, just use me. Be naughty with me. It'll be our dirty sexual secret. Hey, be everything you want to be to me, and let me see that side of you that no other guy sees. I know you're so good up here in front of everybody, but I know behind that smile is a nasty, kinky, dirty, freaky woman. Let me hear, hey, baby. Now, hey, then, because we got other calls, but 3 for 7. But then at this point, that's when you start to instruct to God. Remember, tell her what to do, because I know you're bad. Now it's touching your leg right now. You're touching the inside of your thigh. You're starting to rub yourself, but I can hear you rub yourself. Because, guys, remember, y'all don't believe it. We can hear when they rub themselves because they start to moan.
Steve, you know what the problem is, though?
What's up?
As I'm sitting here thinking about this, the sad problem is that why a lot of guys have never done this in the conversation with a woman, have never tempted her, got her in this low, seductive sexual energy and guided her through it and turned her on even more, is because guess what you guys are doing? Y'all arguing with her. Y'all trying to be funny and goofy and silly.
Yep.
Y'all trying to be dickheads.
Absolutely.
This is demon time.
Oof.
We're on a whole nother page. She has no defense to this because it's in her. So you arguing, trying to be funny, trying to be silly, trying to be goofy. You're that awkward, weird man. You are just as emotional as her. Your pussy tighter than hers. She know you always bitching and complaining. You have nothing. It even slips through your poise.
Yeah.
You complain, bitch, and moan, and you're always irritable. She can never calm her energy in your presence to even get into this levels of sexiness.
Absolutely.
Of sexuality. There's nothing about her being around you that allows her to even be calm and comfortable enough which is the foundation for all this.
Yeah.
Comfort and calmness in order to turn her on and up.
Yes.
And so just think about that.
484, we're going to bring you in 1 second. 347, last thing I want to say to you, hey, listen, it's not just how you starting. It's not what you say during. After the orgasm, you've got to reinforce that what we are talking about will never leave these walls. What you have done last night or what you have done right now, that's what I find sexy in you. And look, we just this brand new hobby. See that? You asked me about my
hobby.
Come
back to hobby, Steve. Look at that. Same word from earlier, caller, that you said. So Steve could take right. that word that she asked him through a text message.
All the way back.
Give her a whole experience and bring it back to the hobby.
Yes.
This is the bigger picture and the paying attention to the detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, and now you don't have to ask me about hobbies because I'm your hobby now. I'm the hobby. You see what I'm saying, Doug? Fuck asking. I'm the hobby now. Okay? And when you want to play with me, let's play. Okay, call it?
I got it. I took so much notes. Oh, my God. But I
okay. All right, man. We'll throw you back in, man. You got another question, let us know. We'll get to the next caller. Area code 484, sir. What's your question? How can we help you?
Yo, I'm on. You hear me?
Yes, sir. What can I help you with?
Yeah. All right. Yo, little suggestion. Y'all got Discord? Maybe hook up a Discord, you know what I'm saying? But I actually had a question for y'all that is not about girls, though. Is that cool?
It's cool. What's your question, brother? What's up?
So y'all do a whole lot of, like, business and you have platforms for yourself. Who's on your team? Who have you guys, like, how did you guys build your team? Where did you guys find your team?
I am my team. See, I don't think you understand.
I don't think you get it.
I don't think you get it, dog.
And Carl, this is not the same fancy at all. Yeah. Everything you see is a product of me.
Everything you see is a product of me. And let me tell you why it's a product of me. Because of my okay, and I'm sure Ty's going to laugh at this, but let me explain. My biggest problem was I was relying on slow motherfuckers to work with my fast mind. So when
Steve, why do I find that funny? I've never related to something more in my life.
You know what I'm saying? Funny as in, I know you're relating to it. Smile, laugh.
No, exactly. I've never listened.
Right. My mind, again, I used to hire people to work on my website, but they were going too slow. I used to hire people to edit stuff. Mm-hmm. They were going too slow. So in the late 90s, right, when all this stuff was kicking off, I said, you know what? I'm going to learn this shit. I'm going to fucking fail. I'm going to mess up. But you know what? I'm going to do everything in-house. And that's what you always see. You ever see when I do my live shows and I say everything I talk about is always in-house? Because it's actually in-house. Everything I do, and I'm everything I can say with my dog Ty, everything we do, everything we do is in-house. I am my marketer. I am my director. I am my photographer. I'm my videographer.
Come on now, tell him.
Room, I'm my studio, I am everything, and that's what we
go
try
ahead
to tell you with in the game. So no, I don't rely on motherfuckers. They can't move as fast as I want to move, because like Ty and I, we don't sleep, we always moving, and the average surface dweller, y'all want to get your 8 hours and 9 hours of sleep in, and you slowing me down. So I'm not gonna have you do that shit, but Ty, you got it, man.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that if I quadruple or 5 times my subscriber count, and you know I got 1 million and I'm trying to keep up with everything, that I won't have people in place doing things. But as far as right now, you're looking at a self-made man, bro.
There you go. That's all.
I couldn't rely on anybody to do what I need them to do except me. I trust me. Back against the wall, down on my dick, down to my last dollar, it's me. I'm betting money on me every time.
push the money to the middle of the table when it comes to us.
Every time.
Bet on us on everything, in everything.
Okay. So I asked this because I'm moving, like, I guess industries. I'm going from coding, programming to social media now and moving into it. Well, when I was in my web development, I found a certain point in my business I needed lawyers. Like, when you're freelance, you need contracts. And
that's not a team.
You're going to need lawyers and content. But no, we're talking about being self-sufficient.
Right, so I was wondering, with y'all job, do you have anything like that?
What's that?
Where, or if you do put somebody, like you mentioned, like sometimes you will have somebody do a job, Ty, maybe like here and there. Do you put them on like a payroll, or is like a one-off job? You pay them for the job they do.
Well, okay. For me, if I need somebody, I'll hire this. I got an Indian dude in India that do that shit dirt cheap. I'm serious. I'll hire a motherfucker in India that does program. That does the little thing that I can do, but I'm just too lazy to do it. So he can do it faster than me. So if I want it done faster than my speed, I'm going to hire that dude in India. I got him on speed dial. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I got the things that I need when I'm too lazy to do it, or I need it faster than what I can do it on speed dial. And they do the job, they get paid, and I move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I fuck with that.
Right.
I got the same similar type of work ethic. Because I got into this and I realized that people, like you said, they sleep. I don't really sleep. I keep going. I'll study something for a week straight, like just going.
What are you
week
selling?
Straight.
Oh, real quick, but what are you selling? What are you marketing? What are you advertising? What are you doing?
I'm not here to market myself right now. But.
Well, then quit. Quit. Stop what you're doing and quit. Just quit.
I'm not
serious. Let me tell you why you should quit. Because you don't believe in yourself, and you think this shit is fucking funny, and I'm being serious. And if you ain't man enough to talk about believing in what the fuck you want to do, then you're wasting our time. You full of shit. I'm telling you right now, you full of shit. I just asked you a serious-ass question, and like a woman, I want to hear what the fuck you want to say now. I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't want to talk about what I want to talk about. So you know what? Just hang the fucking phone up on us, service dweller. You ain't shit. Nick, we're going to move on. But see, this is what we're trying to tell you, and this is the same thing with women. You got to be real about what you do and be able to stand on what you do. He all calculating like a little girl and stuff. I didn't want to talk about it.
So you know what it is? He wasn't trying to be, I don't fucking know. But, you know, like, I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a perfect example of that. When I went on Melly Monaco's show for the first time, and I went on there and I took over the show, and I was like, well, I'm Taekwondo, I'm a dating coach, and I do this and that.
Yeah.
You people in the comments. Self-promo, he's trying to promote, he's trying to take over the show. You're damn right. I knew what I was doing.
Conquer.
I knew that was an opportunity. I knew that was an opportunity to take over and do my thing, respectfully.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you do when you're your marketing team. You're your manager. You're your coach. You're your supporter.
Yes.
You have your own, you are everything, bro.
Yeah.
I stand on me at all times in any situation. It is what it is.
Right.
If you don't like it, guess what? I ain't going nowhere.
They ain't going nowhere. And that's the beautiful thing about it. And that's what women love about men is that we have a conquer mentality. We will go in the lion's den. We'll go in the cave. We'll go in the burning building and go towards the bullets where you guys run away from it because you're afraid of judgment and ridicule. You know what? Ty walked in there, and now they love that motherfucker. You want to know why? Because he did the one thing that the average male can't do is stand on his own and not only say what the fuck he is, but prove what the fuck he is through his motherfucking mouthpiece.
Mother baby.
But I mean, back to
some more cuts.
No, we're good. Oh wait, we got a call right here. 437. We'll bring him in. Let's bring in 437. If y'all got a question, put a Q in there. 437. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
So what's up, fellas?
Can you speak up? We can't hear you. You sound like you're in a bathroom or far away. Speak up. Put your mouth close to the phone.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, my phone. What's up, guys? I got a question regarding some shit that I was going through. So basically, I don't really see anybody as my competition. Can you hear me?
Okay. Sir,
basically,
it's not a question. Basically, it's more of a statement, sir. A question starts with who, what, when, why, where, and how, sir. That's what we learned in elementary school. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the question. Well,
why don't you get to the question first, and we'll ask you the statement if we need to know anything. What is the question? Well, why is he getting mad? Why did you hang up? Wait a second. I don't understand. Guys, y'all got it. Y'all can't just get in your panties. See, this is
Daniel, Steve. He realize what he just did there. And we're going to catch y'all every time. I have a question. Okay. This is coming from his mouth, chat. We ain't making this shit up. We ain't putting words in his mouth. He said, I have a question. We're listening to him. say your question. That's fine. Then start making statements and explaining the story. I thought you had a question. You said it. Why you can't even follow your own words? Are you just saying things for no reason?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got you 703. But last thing I want to say is, how can you get her wet if you're not even on the same street of trying to get her wet? And you're in the other neighborhood talking about ice cream and damn, like, flowers and shit. So let's get to the next question. We got 703, then 805. 703, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Okay. Okay, my bad. I know it was next. I wanted to get into the influencing game and, like, you know,
Wait, stop. What is influencing game and YouTube game? What does that mean? What is that?
The
content creator or what?
Yeah, content creating and stuff like that. I want
of
to
what?
Into that.
Okay, but excuse me. Okay, of what?
Helping people.
Of how?
In different ways.
You already lost.
Right, let me show you. Yeah, see, got it. Caller, count to five. I know you slipped up. Count to five, caller. Count to five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, that was kind of slow of you to count, but anyway, you didn't say one, two, three, four, five. When we asked you what, you said, that means you don't fucking know what you're talking about. So don't be a content creator, dog.
And catch this, caller, because if somebody's going to have to click your video or subscribe to you or follow your brand or get with your program or community, and they get ass energy from what they're watching while they follow you.
Yes.
No, you know what? I'm a rapper, and I rap about this, and I just, you know, speak on my life and my story. Or I'm a poet, and I make poetry about nature, and you don't know your brand, so how can anybody support it, bro?
See, okay, watch this. If I say, okay, shout out to Anthony Dream Johnson at 21 Convention, right? He's right there. I'm giving some love, right? Now, I'll be disingenuous. I was like, shout out to Anthony Dream Johnson at 21 Convention. See, it sounds like it's fake then, because I'm trying to conjure up something versus say something.
Mm-hmm.
And you were so brother, look, hey, don't content create, just don't lose your day job. Stay with what you're doing, okay, buddy?
Are you gonna buy time?
I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
You better follow words. Don't go and
yeah, you can't and I. You can't
go,
and I. Right.
Go well to further expand. Like you gotta get fancier at bullshitting, dog. Y'all bullshitting is terrible.
Yeah, you can't do that. So women recognize this too, and people buy into you. Recognize if you don't know what you're talking about, you're and ah your way through shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, caller.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll throw you back. Well, I mean, okay. Look, we're not saying don't do it. I'm just going to tell you why you're going to fail in doing it, because you actually ain't doing anything, because you're lying to yourself, big guy. You don't. Okay, let's start again. What do you want to do on YouTube? Help people how?
Yeah.
Help people how?
Yeah.
Damn, I said that shit again. What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, all right. We get the next caller.
Wait, I'm going to see third time on the chart.
All right, caller. What? How do you want to help people, caller?
Damn, I did that shit again.
How do you want to help people?
How do I want to help people? I want to help people in different ways that they need to, you know.
In what way? Let's go deeper.
That's helping
what,
them self-esteem and improve they intelligence, and it's not what? All about women and stuff like that. You just keep going forward. Do what you want to do in life.
You know, you're not even living the life you talk about, dog. Come on, man. I love y'all dwellers, boy. You don't believe
it. No,
bro.
All I heard was they.
You know, we ain't laughing at you, though. We laughing with you, dog. It's like you say, you come out of prison, you speak big words. Well, you know the South African history advances of the technology.
Counterintuitive to what you might suspect.
Yes, and it's the...
Why contradict...
Yes,
bro.
It is the fallopian tube of the thoughts that I am having that I'm trying to get across to you, my brother. You know what I mean?
Actually, it is quite flabbergasting that they would, come on, bro.
Yes, as I sip on the dojo of the thoughts that I'm having when I pull the samurai sword. I mean, that's how you sound, man. All right, man. So we got to go. All right, hang in there, young man. We got to grab some other calls. Thank you for calling. We got 805-224-647 and 410. 805, how can we help you, brother? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
All righty. This is going to be a really quick question, but is it possible to pull women without using, like, dating apps? And here's my situation.
Wait. All right, hold on. Here's my situation. Call it. And can you answer that question first? Before we answer, let me ask you, is it possible to pull women? Wait, hold on, gang. It's cool. Is it possible to pull women without dating apps? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
so what would you ask that?
I probably stated it wrong. So
Take a deep breath. Take a step back.
Yeah, got you.
Okay, now. Take a step forward and ask your question again the way you actually meant to ask it.
Pull women without dating apps like Tinder.
You can't.
I can't?
No, you can't. You want to know why?
Why?
Okay. When I hear you talking, and I'm not trying to sleep with you, I'm just speaking for the women. As soon as you open your mouth, sir, your food, you have no confidence. You don't know what you want, why you even want it. You don't know how to have a decent conversation. You don't know how to make her laugh. You don't know how to make her smile or blush. You don't know how to make a woman get turned on. You don't know how to kiss a woman, touch a woman. You don't know how to smash a woman. You don't even know how to make a woman want to smash you. So the only thing is going to end up, you're going to be food. Now, don't get me wrong. You'll find a woman that's going to use you and use you for your food and all that other stuff. But this is how you sound. I'm saying, and I don't even know you. I'm just telling you from what you're saying right now. You're food right now.
Yeah, you
might be right,
but I've been cold approaching the last couple of weeks.
Wait. Sir. We are men over here. So can you explain to me what fuck a cold approach is versus a hot
it'd be so funny because they don't even be people hot just by their language they
listen to what you're saying. You cold, what is a warmer? Tell me what the difference between a cold, warm, and hot approach is, sir.
Alrighty, so a cold approach is just coming up to a stranger.
No, it's
someone that you don't know.
It's a warmer approach.
I want to know the difference.
What's the difference? So, Carl, what's the hot approach?
Yeah, what is a hot approach?
Warm approach is going up to someone that you already have a connection with. Maybe it's like a friend or someone that you know.
Really,
like maybe someone in class.
Wait, are you serious? There's really a difference. I was joking.
I was talking about a hot approach.
What is a hot approach?
I was joking. What
is a hot approach?
I was talking about a hot approach.
Yeah, what's a hot approach?
There isn't a hot approach.
Well, but wait. There's got to be, if there's a cold approach, there's got to be a hot one, right?
He said the warm approach is when you approach a person you already have a connection with.
Caller, do you see why you're failing?
See, I ain't never known it was a definition of that shit.
I didn't either. Hey, caller. How old are you?
20.
Okay. So what was approaching before you learned that bullshit of a cold approach? What were things like before there was cold approach?
There wasn't anything, bro. I was insecure, so
You went on the internet. You went on the internet and you found this surface dweller that was telling you theory that told you to use the word cold approach, and you believed him.
I guess, yeah. You got to start somewhere, I guess.
No, well, you're starting with your panties on right now. Because real men don't say, well, hey, Taekwondo, what's going on? Yeah, I just cold approached this girl. He would smack the shit out of me if I said that to him. Men don't talk that way, brother. Can you talk with regular English like a grown-up? What grown-up man says the word, I'm cold approaching somebody?
You're probably right, yeah.
Oh, you know what men do? Men don't even differentiate bullshit like that. Like, why would I even have to differentiate the fact that the difference between a cold approach, a warm approach, and a hot approach? I just approach the motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if I knew them or not.
Yeah.
If I approach them, I approach them. What matters more than an approach? More than the condition of the approach.
Right. And this is why you have your problem, because you're focused on bullshit versus learning game. So that's why you're off on all your thinking, because you're trying to follow a theory. Men don't code. Hey, have you ever seen a lion that is in a Serengeti that code approaches a zebra? Does he code approach one? Right. So you got to get that vernacular out of your mind and be more of a man. Okay?
Got you, but yeah. So let's just say that I have been approaching women at the gym.
What are you saying? What are you saying to them at the gym? As you put the chloroform in the grass. You go up to them.
Hello,
what?
My name is James. It's nice to meet you. I usually get their name, handshake, and then I'll ask for their Instagram, and I'll go.
Wait. Why do you hate yourself so much?
What do you mean?
Standing right in front of you. Okay, hold on. She's standing right in front of you, and you ask for her Instagram?
I mean, it's kind of weird to ask for the number.
Wait.
Why is it weird? What do you think? Life started yesterday?
Caller, you
I
are
mean,
the creator.
Listen, I've tried the number. I've tried the number, but the number was weird.
Caller, I know it's weird because being a man to you is a weird thing. That's why it's weird, because you're doing something that's outside of your feminine right now, that's doing something masculine, and that's why it's weird. It's a weird feeling because you're feeling your nuts slide from your stomach and finally going down and finally becoming a man. But I ask you, if you're a king, a god, a emperor, and you are all things, why the fuck are you begging for a number? If it's all about you and you know what you're doing, why can't you say, call me, caller?
Because, listen. The first time I did ask for the number, right? But then she said,
why
oh, I don't give
ask?
Out my number.
I
like
say,
that,
call
so
me.
I don't give out my...
Okay. Do you want a hello, sir? Can I have some bloody pudding, sir? You sound like a little tiny kid.
A crumb of pussy.
It's a little crumb of bloody pudding there.
A little crack of crumb.
A little crumb
on your plate.
The little one on my plate, sir. That's what you sound like. Why are you begging?
Ricardo, even to tell her, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to call you later or something like that. Lead somewhere.
Well, can I have your Instagram? What the fuck are you going to do with her Instagram?
DM.
So you're going backwards.
What happened?
So you're going backwards. You went from seeing her face-to-face to DMing her. You're going backwards.
But I mean, at the gym, like, what can you do? Like, there, it's like you don't have that much time to talk to the person. You know what I mean?
If you can't say at the gym, what are you going to do? But you already approached her. You're either going to respect her space in the gym, or you're not.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
If being in a gym was a problem, you would have never approached her. But you already did. See, that's the biggest. That's bigger than the violation and asking her for a number. If you want to get into it. But guess what? You approached it, right? You went and tried to get what you want. But the idea is that now you're trying to lead somewhere. You brochure, you want to get a number, you want to get to know her more, you want to let her get to know you, you want to take her out, you want her to come see you, you want to spend time with her, whatever the case may be. See, when you go for her and then ask her on Instagram, you're going backwards. And women know they be doing that shit. They be knowing when they give her the Instagram, that shit is a L for the guy. I mean, even if there's a guy out here who could be like, oh, yeah, when I got her Instagram, I bagged her and then we started fuck that. I don't even want to take it, bro. Let her suggest that. I'm cool. You know what? I don't want it. It's fine. You have a good day. Because I get what I want or I don't want it at all. Respectfully, because she can change. She can say no. So it ain't even about the fact that, this nigga said I asked for her Instagram. If she said I can give you my Instagram, that's different. Because then you know... I'm personally declining that offer. I'm cool. I want the number. I don't want nothing at all. But you asked for the Instagram. You don't see the difference?
Yeah,
you
I do.
Literally asked
I do.
The two go backwards.
Okay.
All right, caller, we'll bring – all right, we'll throw you back in, and we'll bring another call in. Thank you, caller. 224, you're up, then 647, 410, and then 407.
All right, hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Okay,
so
I just recently started creating my world, and I was curious as to, like, what the proper decision-making is while creating legislation and the fines/penalties and how to address first and second offenses to my jury.
By creating your...
Well, I like that. I like that you can't really say all that.
Yeah, I like that. But yeah, by creating it. But it's not just creating it. You got to stand on that, man. Always remember when you're creating something as a man, you've got to know why you're creating it. You've got to defend that position. And you've got to really stand on it, meaning you've got to be willing to lose whatever you're going to talk to over your adamant on what you are and then be able to express it, sir.
Okay. And my second question is, I've been trying to start now, like, to start to become more descriptive when I'm texting or voice memoing or even talking in person with women. I've been, like, practicing in my head and, like, practicing listening to myself on recordings. And I don't know why. It just feels like I just can't quite get the exact sound that I'm looking for
it.
From myself.
Because you don't believe
it. I'm about to say.
Yeah.
It's a difference between, your voice – would naturally respond to your belief in it or what you know. You see, if I know something for a fact, I can say it. The sky is blue. But if I have to know, if I have to say something that I don't entirely believe in, I may look away. I may avoid eye contact when I'm saying it.
Right.
My voice may get lower. I may try to say it faster. I'm not going to be able to say it with the same poise that I would if I was saying something that I trust. You understand?
Yeah. Remember, caller, your core is where everything is, your truth is, okay? So if I ask you to do your ABCs, you would do it where we know that not only do you know it, you're confident in saying those things. And that's where we're trying to get you to get to your core. See, you're trying to say things from the surface and trying to pretend it's your core, and that's why it's not working out right, because you don't believe it. Because give us an example. Tell us one thing you're saying that you feel that's off. Give us an example.
For example, I kind of put my own spin on the whole shower thing with the, like, imagining that my towel was, like, your lips or my lips.
Okay,
and
what is your spin? Let's hear your spin. What is your spin?
Okay, let me just see here. So I was saying, like, okay, she was saying I'm about to go shower and then I'm going to come over, and, like, she was going to come over to mine. And I was like, all right, great, but I want you to do something for me while you're in the shower. I want you to turn off
great,
the light.
Wait. Great, but
Call it great. Great is sexiest.
Right.
Plug.
Great, but Great,
right,
but
I've wondered.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You don't actually believe in what you're saying. I mean, I'm glad you took what I said, but I gave you a simple script. See, here's your problem. Let me tell you what your problem is. Your problem is I gave you a Mona Lisa. It was kindergarten. And then you wanted to add your weakness to whatever it is, trying to give it your spin. And your spin ain't working. All you had to do is just follow what I'm showing you and tell her what I told you to say. Why would you want to give a spin to that?
Well, I mean, I was trying to create, because I'm not trying to sound like Steve
you,
specifically.
Well,
I was
not,
trying to kind of find my
okay,
own.
You're not, okay, you're not sounding like me, but you okay. I'm giving you a simple thing to say. You're not sounding
right.
Like me. It's just something to say. But when you try to put your spin on it because you don't have a standard, you ain't a man, and you ain't got game, it's going to come off weird, needy, and creepy. Just say what I tell you to say. I'm not saying that's me. I'm saying just say that in that moment, brother. Because
okay.
you got the result by trying. Okay, let's wait. What did you say to her? I want to hear this shit. What did you say to her real quick? You said, and she said, I'm about to take a shower. What did you say to her?
Oh, she said she's about to take a shower. I was like, so I want you to turn off the lights, and I want you to experience this cool thing that I want to try out. And
so wait, you're telling her to first learn addition and subtraction, then count to 1 to 10, and you're doing it all backwards. So listen to what you're saying. So you want her to experience this cool experience. So what about it?
Yeah, I was like, when you go in the shower, I want you to imagine that I'm behind you in the shower. Like, we've already hooked up, by the way. It's not like a first time saying that. So, yeah. So I was like, I want you to imagine
Okay, wait, stop. Then why don't you just simplify, brother? If you already smashed a guy to face in the pillar or ass from the air, why don't you just say, you know what, let's go live so I can watch you wash yourself? Why not just do that? Why not simplify?
To be honest, dude, like, I'm like still like very much in the beginning, and I'm trying.
Wait,
I don't know what it takes
to
people.
Wait, you just hit. You said you already smashed, right?
Yeah.
Right? So then why not just say, let's go live and let me watch you wash yourself? What's so hard about that?
I didn't think about it. Like, that phrase didn't come to my mind. Just watching her do it live instead.
Is what, scary?
It's not scary, no. Just didn't come
watching
to mind.
Watching her live is what?
No, I said watching her live take a shower, that didn't come to my mind. Because she was, like, coming over, so I was like, okay, let me just try to get her imagination of me already being there with her so that she'd be more excited while she's on the drive here.
Yeah, but how about her feeling sexy and feeling sexier that you're looking at her?
Yes.
And then being comfortable enough to put on a show for you.
Yeah, I didn't think about it from that perspective.
Well, that's why we're here.
I mean, who is she doing it for? The postman? The fucking Grinch?
Yeah, right. He doesn't believe it. Yeah, you just don't believe in it. But that's what I'm saying. You try to put spins on things. You're trying to create things and make – you're just fucking everything up. And I don't know why y'all guys just don't follow the playbook. I know you want to do it your own way, but you suck right now out of love and respect. But I'm saying, if you suck right now, why would you add sucking to something beautiful that I painted for you that you can just easily use? Because I'm not talking to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry. I guess I made the mistake of thinking that when you said, like, you're supposed to demand the truth is inside of you, like, I was thinking that meant, like, I would have to, what you're saying is great, I would have to create my own language and my own.
Not yet.
Like,
eggs, milk, sugar, buddy. Eggs, milk, sugar. Don't add pepper to it.
Okay.
Okay? All right, we'll throw you back in.
Listen, even when you put your own twist, you're not trying to calculate, or if I say this, it's from your flow and your rhythm. And then if you would have had the twist, it would have been a twist that would have made it more potent, keyword potent, and the fact of being set to specifically her.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's the things why guys shouldn't really be copying this or copying that, because guess what? If I knew that girl specifically, I probably could have said something better.
Right. And also, real quick, caller, you could have added your own spices to it, but I think she's realizing that you're not a great lover, dog. You can't even describe shit. Hey, let's go bathroom, shower, got good idea for you to do. You're not even breaking down anything. You can make it your own. You can take what I'm saying and add to it. You can break down about the lighting. The fact that she's not going to see what you're going to do next, where you're going to touch her, why you're going to touch her, how you're going to touch her, how she's going to respond from that touch. I mean, you can go further and deeper with this, but you're not a good lover. And when you're not a good lover, what y'all do is y'all be quiet because you're just excited to get some ass, but you're a terrible lover. Because it shows right now that you don't even put anything in her ear. Why are you smashing? Because you can't even shift it down or shift it up. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, and I understand. I realize I'm not a good talker, and that's why I'm trying to get better. I'm just trying to practice.
She's just talking, right? Not being a good talker, because anybody can talk. And when you talk, you can say anything. I mean, you can create your own language if you wanted to. The idea is that substance. Right, and it's not just – see, when I talked about going deep, not wide, and having substance, you guys just started copying questions like, what's your purpose? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you can have substance and depth in anything, something that seems substanceless. But you don't want to just be a talker. You want to be a man of substance and depth.
Yeah.
So that even then you start getting creative, and you're so constantly creative that you are ready to go at all times on any topic or subject. And to be able to tie it back into how you're trying to make her feel, hold on, and how you're trying to make her feel, or the effect that you want to have. She's not just being a talker, it's about being creative about the impact that you want. That's what it really all boils down to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to make it I can do it many different ways. That's all it's about.
I have a question based off of that. So how can I find that true substance with like a woman if I have not completely discovered myself yet to go, and I'm not completely in tune with myself yet to even find like substance in myself?
Caller, very easy question to ask you. If you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school. If you want to be an accountant, you learn how to be accountant. If you want to learn that question, what do you think you need to do?
I need to save up and hire one of my coaches.
There you go, because you can't do it yourself.
Okay.
That's how you got to be a student in the game. You know what I mean? It's just being a student of that. We're not trying to make you into us, but we're going to show you how to find you. But if you can't, just real quick, caller. If you can't just do the free shit that I just told you to do, you know you have to pay for the good shit, right? Because you can't even do the free shit. Right. You see what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, I did the puzzle piece thing, and that really has helped me with communicating with myself, but I'm still trying to figure out who I am. And I guess that's one of the things that I would just need to save up to get some coaching.
Yeah, just keep working.
Jump in the water. Jump in the water, man.
Yeah, jump in the water and describe what you want. Same thing. Are you writing poetry?
I've practiced it. I'm trying at least twice a week to write.
Hey, stop. You already, stopped. You already gave us your answer. Okay. You already gave us your answer. You're not.
No, I mean, I'm trying to write descriptive, like, I practice, like let's say there's, like, a girl on Instagram that I'm, like, thinking about. I try to write out practice. I don't send it to them, but I try practicing out describing, like, things about them that
give
I like.
An example. You see her, give us an example. What do you write? You see your chick on Instagram. What are you writing?
Okay, so let's say there's, like, a blonde sorority girl with blue eyes. I'm in college. I'll say, hey, it was very nice meeting you last night. I really enjoyed the brief conversation where I got to look into your
poetry. I just asked you poetry. Is that poetry?
I guess not. No, I don't know exactly what poetry is.
Wait,
what it is, but I don't know what it is.
What do you mean you don't know what it is? Come on, dude. Are you fucking with us? You know what poetry is, dude, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is, but poetry was just a way of describing things.
No, but you're not describing anything. Look at what you're saying to the chick. You're seeing a woman, and you're describing what you say to her. It's terrible. Pussy dry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, brother. All right, we'll throw you back in. We got like 10 callers waiting in the queue, buddy. So let us know if you have a question. All right,
thank you. Do, man.
Yes, sir. All right, area code 647-410-407-832-8609-1099. We got all you guys waiting up. Okay, area code 647, you're up, then 410.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir.
All right. I love your show. First and foremost, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Hey,
Steve, you already know. And I'm Jamaican, so you don't know. You don't know. I love your guys.
Yeah,
show.
I know. I talked to girls from Toronto. They a lot of Quebec, a lot of French ones up there. But go ahead.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So here's my thing. So guys, I've been listening close, Steve. I bought the puzzles. I went from 100 pieces. To 300 to 500 progressively, right?
But you failed.
Really?
How did you tell me why you failed?
By not mastering the 100.
By not following directions to do 100. I never said 300 or 500. Mm. The reason why I'm making 100 is simply because you haven't mastered the 100 yet. Because your question is about to prove. Why you haven't mastered?
Oh, but I did 100. The 100 like over and over. I did it like multiple times, but not just
okay,
one time.
But I'm about to show you why you haven't mastered the 100. Go ahead and ask your question. What is your question that you have?
So my question is, right, like even though I'm like, you know, I'm so focused on improving myself, creating the best version of myself.
You just said you had a question and started telling the story.
All right, so. How do I break through, like, that layer of a person that's really like trying to guard themselves. Because like, okay.
All right, wait. Okay, you don't have to go any further. Again, this is why you have failed with the 100-piece puzzles.
Okay.
Because the answer is in you communicating to yourself. That's the answer. But you are rushing through the puzzle pieces because you think if I do it fast enough, I'm going to master it. And that's why I tell you to throw the box away and start over again. Because it comes down to the communication you have with yourself. And you're not doing it. You're doing it on the outside, but you've got to learn that the puzzle pieces are there to show you discipline. It shows you drive. It shows you patience. But most importantly, it shows you that you have got to learn how to communicate to yourself, and you have not even mastered that yet because you're not communicating with yourself. That's what part of the puzzle pieces are for, to get you in the habit to start communicating, or committed habit to start communicating with yourself. And now that you have this question, it shows why you have failed, because you choose not to follow direction, sir.
Okay, fair enough. Like, you know, that's pretty straightforward. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
I can't. You can't argue with truth. Yeah.
No, it's very...
What would you tell yourself asking that question? Well, how would you answer your question?
How would I answer my question?
Yes.
Well, to be honest, like I say, like, I listen to your guys' program and I look for the, you know, like, you guys clearly know something.
No.
I just said, how would you answer your question? Fuck our show.
How would I answer my own question?
Okay, yes. Get your scribe out. This is a scribe moment. Get scribe out right now. What is your question? Right, ask us your question real quick. Ask us, what was the question again? How do you communicate what?
The question was, how do you break through that layer of someone who is trying to guard themselves? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, guard yourself.
So let's say, for example.
Okay, guard yourself in the
room. Right, exactly, Carla. You got to dissect that because you got to ask yourself, well, why am I guarding myself?
So this
is what
I'm saying.
Where did I learn to guard myself?
Like, I have there's no problems when it comes to, like, you know, conversation,
then you're lying. Okay.
Phone
stop.
Numbers.
Okay, stop. You're lying.
Why are you trying
no,
to
I'm
downplay?
Not, I'm not. I'm not. No, listen. I'm not lying.
I'm not lying.
I'm not.
Tell you why you're lying.
You're
giving me excuses.
I'm not giving you excuses.
Why are you asking?
When I get to that,
then why are you asking me the fucking question? Because all you're saying is you're trying to cover it up. What are you guarding yourself from if you know how to do all this stuff? Then. What are you guarding
yourself? I'm not talking about guarding myself. I'm talking about communicating with someone.
Wait. Time out. You just asked us, how do you stop guarding yourself?
You're not hearing the question properly.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm saying someone else who's guarding themselves. Someone else.
Then why the fuck do you care?
Trying to do it for a woman.
I'm waiting. Why do you give a fuck? I'm caller. Don't get quiet. Why do you? Wait.
No, I'm not trying to get quiet.
The zebra guards itself to the lion, but does the lion give a fuck?
No, of course not. Of course not. I'm
so
just
then
saying.
Why do you give
like,
a fuck?
Shit, if you give a fuck, it might be a good reason. Come on, Carl. Why you give a fuck?
Why you give a fuck, dog? Talk to us.
I'm just saying. I give a fuck because...
The answer is I don't really care. I thought I did for some bullshit reason.
Why do you tell us, caller? Why is she so special where you give a fuck? Because I know
I'm
you
not
don't
even talking. I'm not even... No, that's not the thing. I'm not even talking about one
then,
because...
Okay,
first,
we can't read your mind. Please tell us the answer because we ain't trying to pull this information out. Who the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just talking about, let's say you're communicating.
In the world of let's say. I'm in the world. Come on, man. Don't
let's
do
say.
I am communicating with a woman, right?
And then, but you just said it's not a woman.
You just said it's not a woman, Colin.
Not a woman, Colin.
You just said it wasn't a woman.
I just, I'm asking
just
you the question.
It wasn't a woman.
Caught
you in the lie.
I'm asking
him in the
a
lie.
Question.
Brother, what is this question involved? Does it involve a woman, your father, your dog? What does it involve?
If you're talking to a woman, right?
Okay.
And she is.
You know, you can't listen, Colin. You know what you're not doing right now? So let's say this. If you're trying to break, that person through their layer that they're guarding themselves from, how can you do that when you're guarding yourself?
You can't even answer a question.
You can't even authentically directly answer the question. Because you know the unguarded.
How am I
messing with this girl and she's guarded and I don't know how I handle it. That would have been at least a man of
authenticity
I can respect.
She shouldn't.
How am I guarding myself if I'm openly communicating with her?
You're lying.
No. Well, you don't see what you're doing right now. You're getting defensive. You're trying to die. You just lied. You just literally went back on a statement you made.
And you lied to us, man.
We're not creating this up. We're not attacking you for
what?
You shouldn't be doing this. The problem is that you literally said, I'm not doing this for a woman, let's say. And then you said, I am communicating with a woman.
I'm not
so
doing it for any, no, I'm not doing for
why
a woman.
Why did you go back
woman.
For this statement?
But
you
guys
said,
ask
I'm
who is this
with
about?
Is that true or false?
Specific woman. You guys asked
is that true or false? Did
about?
You say you were communicating with a woman? Carla, did you say you were communicating with a woman?
Yeah, but you guys said... Who is this
but
about?
Why the yes, you did.
For one
you
specific
communicating with a woman.
All right, let's start this over, Carl. Let's rewind this and start this over because
I think there's this big miscommunication here.
No,
listen,
you're miscommunicating.
I'm
we
saying
got the same.
It's
don't.
Not
that's
for one specific person. It's not for
okay,
one specific
then why
person.
Why are you calling us about a made up figment person that you haven't even met before? Why would you waste
it's
a question
a made,
about
it's a not
a
made up figment person? What if I'm talking to multiple
women? Okay, caller. You're not talking to multiple women because you wouldn't be calling for this silly ass shit if you was talking to multiple women. So stop
you
lying to us.
Listen,
right?
Listen. I took a few minutes out of my day to
oh
call because
my
I like
fucking
the show.
God, don't
you know what
want
I mean?
Us to lie
and that's
to you.
It.
Caller.
That's it, man. I don't think
caller,
you would lie,
look.
Man. Come on. I like
caller,
the show.
Then
that's
listen.
It. Talk real
stop.
Shit.
Will you please
talk
shut the fuck
shit.
Up? Raise that
but I'm just
up.
Saying,
please.
If I'm talking to a girl.
Hold on. Time out. I'm going to ask you this question before you tell us
yeah.
this shit. Why do you give a fuck? Just tell us why you
really
give
truly,
a fuck.
Really and truly, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
No, you
I
do
don't.
Because you're,
you know
okay,
I mean?
You don't ask questions you don't
ask
give a fuck about.
Reason.
Wait. If you don't give a fuck, then why ask us the question then? If you don't give
listen.
A fuck, why waste your time?
No, because listen, I have a life right now that I love. You know what I mean? It's just
oh
sometimes.
We asked you if you loved your life or not. We said, why did you ask a question you don't care about?
Do you want this in the A minor?
I'm just saying how I'm moving forward in life with myself, right? And how.
Dog,
whatever you
want to
say, man.
Okay.
Listen, I know I'm moving forward. I know what's going
okay.
on in my life.
Yes,
I know
there's a guy.
Okay,
there's a guy asking,
and
how do I deal with someone that shut me off? When he says it's not a woman, but it turns around and said it is a woman, you're actually moving forward.
I'm
you're
not
growing?
Talking. You asked who is it about. It's not about one person specifically.
Okay. Wait. How many
well,
women
how,
are
how,
you
how do
off?
You understand the difference between...
Call it blank slate. We'll forget everything you just said. We'll forget that you just went back on your own statement.
Forget about
we'll
that.
We'll forget that. Yeah, let's just forget. Let's
clean slate.
Start over, ask the question, and then let's just restart. Maybe, you know what, maybe you said it wrong. Let's just go back. Ask the question. What's the question? What do you want?
Listen, at this point, I'm just saying, like...
No, you didn't
say
it. Next person.
Okay, the question.
Nigga couldn't even ask a question, see?
We tried.
I cleared the slate. I froze the room. That's how I step back and calm down. The nigga said... I'm just saying. So you're already holding on to the past, trying to go backwards when we're not trying to move forward.
And this is y'all's problem. Y'all can't. Y'all, why y'all? Listen, okay. We're not boo-boo
crazy,
the fool.
Man.
We know you full of shit when you full of shit. So just hold and be honest, man. Let's bring the next caller in. 410, then 407. 410, how can we help?
We went backwards. We took a step forward.
We moonwalked backwards like a motherfucker. 410, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. So, the other night, you know, I was
how?
In bed with a girl.
How? Who? What? When? Ah, 401. How old are you, 401? Did you go to elementary school? 401, did you go to elementary school?
Wait, did
yes,
this
did
happen
you,
again?
401, did you go to elementary school?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what does a question start with?
Okay, so I was going
to... No, it doesn't start with
Let me do it again. Wait, listen, as we keep catching y'all say ums, ooh, ahs, we're just showing you that okay. When you're communicating with a woman, listen, wait. When you're communicating with a woman, when you're communicating in a business meeting, when you're communicating in the world, you are communicating indirect messages to them. You see, if I say every word that I want to say clearly, back to back, no hesitation, pause, or stutter, I am indirectly communicating, not through my words, but through my poise and my delivery, my certainty, confidence, and sureness of myself. This indirect communication is speaking a whole nother language to whoever or whatever you're talking to in the delivery and impact of your message. You see, there's people who will take the indirect communications and say, fuck whatever you're saying. You're boring. You're dry. You're dull. Which is why some professors can't even go on in a classroom and teach without people falling asleep. This person may know exactly what they're talking about to the T with professor, they studied it for their entire last whatever X, Y, and Z years. But because they are indirectly communicating boringness, dryness, dullness, and uncertainty, nobody will want to listen to them. So it's not just, listen, we're trying to tell you, there is indirect communication, and a lot of y'all struggle with that.
What's your question, sir?
Okay, I appreciate that. So it was time for me to perform, but I had issues getting it up.
Dog, can you bruh.
Come on, I thought
you
this was a joke.
Fucking,
you know, like,
I feel like Denzel Washington at the end of what's it called, man. Dog. You motherfuckers. Oh shit, y'all done no way. Waste of breath, Steve. I will never get that speech back.
You'll never get that back. So you're telling me you had erectile dysfunction problem, sir?
I don't know if it's erectile dysfunction or if it was just
maybe
like...
Maybe you just got nervous. Maybe
I
you just
in
were
the
nervous.
Mood.
Well, then...
Y'all need to stop saying y'all got erectile dysfunction. Y'all niggas be 23 years old, 28 years old talking about erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, so you might be nervous.
Everybody got erectile dysfunction? No, that's an excuse.
Yeah.
A popular excuse, a convenient excuse.
Scared of the pussy. You just was in a situation you got scared, sir. Right?
But, like, I mean, she wasn't all that. Like, she was mid, so, like, I thought it was just, like, she wasn't...
It's not about her looks. Think about yourself.
Yeah, wait. Why are you putting this shit on a woman?
Why do you think nervousness comes from her looks?
What?
Because then, guess what? It goes back to how you think of yourself. She looks good, so now I'm thinking that this, how bad she is, has something to do with blah, blah, blah. This is your thoughts.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Doesn't make any sense. If she doesn't look good, why are you fucking with her?
I mean, she's fucking with me, so why not fuck with the girls who just...
Okay, how old are you? How old are you?
Me makes it easier.
How old are you?
So you're settling, thinking what you can get.
Why do you hate yourself? Why do you feminine women settle?
No, why chase women? Why chase women? If I have
why
women,
are
you
settling
know,
for what you can get instead of going for what you want?
410, just hang up on us right now. Just hang up on us. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Just hang up on us right now. Get us before we get
all right,
you.
Geez, all right,
phone.
Whatever,
there you go. Geez. Just hang up. Get the fuck off the phone with that. Waiting to chase women's shit. Your ass to the red pill side, bitch. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Taekwondo guys. I'm sorry. We just don't like guys that just settle
chase.
On the show.
Chase women.
Why should I chase women? I want to grow record more. I'm about to fight Batman, and I need to...
I wouldn't even chase if I was banging with him.
Man, come on, man. Jesus Christ. All right. Hey, hold on a second. Hey, whatever your name is, send us an email.
I wouldn't chase a bitch if she stole something from me.
Yeah, guys, give this person the email. Send me your number and we'll call you, okay?
Can you open the line or back?
Line's open. I got another way to call, but just okay. Send me your number to, guys, give them the email number or this person. I don't want to say man or woman because I don't know if you're a guy or girl because some of you guys do girl stuff, but just send me your number. We'll call you, okay? We'll call you, okay? Just send me your number. Give her the email address, and we'll do that. 407, you're up. How do we help you, 407?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
407, I don't know. I feel like this is going to be good.
We'll see.
I have advice about women. So,
Wait. You have advice or you need advice?
I need advice.
Oh, okay. I thought you for a second there. I thought you said you have advice. My bad.
I'm about to say shit. Throw something, baby.
Yeah.
Say something then.
I'm about to say what? All right, what's your question?
No, for real.
What's your question, bro?
Okay, so I just wanted to ask if I could get advice with leading a conversation with
deeper. How?
Like what does she think? Like how she thinks?
Why do you care? Why do you care?
Because I wanted to get to know her.
About to lie. Wait, get to know what? What are you getting to know? What everybody else knows?
No, because I've talked to this girl before. I talked to the girl on the phone. I have her number and everything.
You talked at her. Okay, wait, I understand you go to school at her, but why aren't you setting up the date?
I did set up a date because we lived in the same neighborhood.
Okay, so you
went haven't been able to go.
Why?
No, we haven't. We haven't been able to go or meet up with each other because of the weather and stuff.
Wait, weather? Wait a second. It's hot.
Yeah, because I was gonna go to her house because we live in the same neighborhood. So
her
I was gonna
house?
Go to her house and ask.
Wait,
we're gonna play basketball and do all this other stuff.
Okay, wait. Are you 13 years old, young man? Is it like the one
year? No, sir, I'm 16.
Okay. Sir. If you're not, why would you go play basketball and get her all sweaty? Women don't want to get sweaty around you, buddy. Why would you want to go play basketball?
I mean, she plays basketball.
Well, I mean, okay, she plays basketball for everybody else, but she can be dribbling something with you. But what I'm saying is why can't you take her out somewhere?
I never thought of it like that.
Well, that's why we're here, to show you how to think. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so don't play basketball. See, listen, if you're playing basketball with her, you're being a friend, you know, a friendly game of 21, a friendly game of horse or whatever you're doing with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a date. That's just you hanging out with her. So if you're interested in her, let her know you're interested in her and show her that you're interested in her by doing something that all the other neighborhood kids are not doing, okay? And that's going there, taking her out. Go to a movie or something. I mean, you're 16, so I tell him to go to a movie. Go to a movie. You know, Jurassic Park is coming out this weekend. Take her to go see some dinosaurs so she can jump on you.
Okay. But I still have another question.
Sure, go ahead.
I meant to ask the question of like leading the conversation.
Just to point something out, just so you could be conscious of yourself. Why do you apologize so much? I'm gonna help you here real quick. Just answer each question just honestly. Why do you apologize so much?
I feel like I apologize a lot because I feel like I have a lot of weight on my shoulders. Hello?
Go ahead.
Carl, I said, why do you apologize so much after you say something?
I say that because I was watching the stream earlier and there was a lot of people saying, so, you know.
No, listen. You made a mistake. Don't be sorry for the mistake. Just accept it. I fucked up. Dang. Listen, because another reason people like to apologize a lot is because somewhere in their life, they have been trained to think that what they want or what they're saying or what they're doing is wrong, so they tend to apologize to compensate for others.
Mm-hmm.
So just say what you mean and mean what you say, and then whoever else feels how they feel, that's none of your business. They can communicate that to you. But that's none of your business.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, we'll throw you back. Yeah. We'll throw you back in. We'll call this number I got. We got you the other callers. Let's call this number real quick and see if this person answers their phone. I guess it's an F. I guess it's the right number. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, is something wrong? Is this Requiem or where's your name? Requiem.
Yeah, this is me. I got a question for y'all. All right, so I met this girl.
Questions start with who, what, when, why, and where.
Listen, if you want to tell a story, then say I want to tell a story. Yeah. Don't say you want to ask a question.
You want to tell us a story or ask a question?
I want to ask a question. I need to call this girl and get her comfortable.
That's not a question, man. You're doing it again. You could have said, I need your help with something.
Right.
And we said, what's going on? And then you could have told the story. But you said you had a question. That's all.
How do you make a girl what? All
right. I mean?
Are you in high school?
Nah.
Okay, talk to me like a man. Let's go.
All right, my question is, what would be your approach if you're calling a girl and you want to make her come?
You want to call a girl and make her come?
You
want to call a girl and make her come?
Make her comfortable.
Oh, make her comfortable. Comfortable in seeing you? By calling her fucking ass up and telling you want to see her. What? I don't understand. What's the problem? Are you not too, why are you too chicken shit to do that?
Do you think it would be wrong? All right, so I don't talk to her already.
Well, no, wait, stop. Wait. Stop. I'm asking you a simple question. You want to ask her, where do you want to ask her? Where do you want to take her?
Nah, I didn't ask her nothing.
Where? Okay, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, where do you want to take her?
Take her out.
All right, well, no, you ain't going to feed the bitch. Stop. You ain't going to feed her. If you're going to feed her, you're going to feed the ducks. You ain't going to feed her. So.
I'm trying to give her a free meal.
Right, don't give her no free meal. So, hey, look, what you want to do is you want to call her right now and tell her that I want to take you out tomorrow or Saturday at this time, at this place, to do this. You ready to do it?
Just like that.
Dude, okay, listen.
What else would you do? Carl, what else would you do, though?
Are you fucking serious? What do you think we're supposed to do?
Would you call her and talk about insurance?
No, hold her family hostage? I'm saying, man. Wait. Y'all.
Hold her family hostage.
Yeah, I got your family hostage. You got to go. I'm showing you.
In 5 hours to respond.
Hey. Call her right now. We'll be quiet. You call her right now on three-way. You say, what's up, sexy? You know what? I'm free on Saturday. Let's go out and get some ice cream. That's under 10 bucks. So I don't mind if you spend under 10 to 9 bucks. So even that's on like probably 6 if you get one scoop shit. So, hey, get some ice cream. Let's go to the ice cream place, get some ice cream. Let's go out. What's up?
I said, yeah, ice cream is a good idea.
There you go. Call her right now and tell her you want to take her out Saturday. What time Saturday?
Around 7.
Not around, at 7. Not
no,
at 7. Yeah, at 7. Now, what was she wearing when you met her? What kind of outfit? What color was her outfit?
Black.
All right, tell her to wear something black because that's the reason why you talked to her in the first place, because you like what she was wearing. So you tell her even what to wear.
That's facts.
All right?
That's facts.
All right, go ahead. No. No. We're going. No. You'll call her right now. If you get her answer machine, you leave her a message on the thing. Don't run from this shit. We're going to show you how to man the fuck up. So you ready to call her?
Down.
Dude, okay.
Yeah, I'll be calling on FaceTime.
Dog, you're not calling on FaceTime. You have her number, don't you?
You say what?
Don't you have her number?
I do.
Then what the fuck is this FaceTime? Call her. And tell her what we just said.
All right, you're speaking facts. Everything is facts.
Dog, are you going to call her or not?
Nah.
Then hang up. I'm hanging up on you before you hang up on me. You wasted our time. I shouldn't even told you this shit. You are a fucking waste of time. Get the fuck off the phone. This is what I'm talking about. He asked us, he asked us, what do we do to talk to a woman to go out? He gave him play-by-play instructions to man up and set the date up right now for Saturday at 7
word for
o'clock
word, Steve.
Wearing black. And he's too chicken shit to do it. That's why y'all
I mean, Steve, he asked us a question. How do you make a comfortable with it? Well, we'll show you right now. Say this, and do that.
The
couldn't
fuck?
Even do it.
Wow. All right, we got other calls.
So, caller, you can stay in the house and try to scrabble up some fake plans to do something that is wasting your own time. Or you could have just been a man and got your answer in 10 seconds.
Do her a favor and throw her number away. Just put her number in a jar and throw that motherfucker out in the ocean. Just let somebody else have that out because you ain't that motherfucker. We got three calls. Bring them in. Area code 832-404 then 857. 832, what's up, brother?
Oh, shit. Hey, Steve, funny as hell, man. Hey. I need y'all opinion on something. I don't really need help, I guess, but...
What, isn't opinion help?
Yeah, I guess so. So, I have a question, but I got to kind of build up to the question. Y'all just want me to ask the question first,
you just tell
then,
us
y'all.
You don't have to build up. You just tell us the question, then we'll ask about the build up.
All right, so is it weird for me that I can't really trust girls. Like I can't fully.
I can't fully
trust a girl.
You don't trust yourself. That's why you don't trust women. What
yeah,
is a
exactly.
woman done?
So
what is a woman to you not being able to trust all women?
Okay, so that's where the story part come in. So basically,
okay, so what happened?
I'm 30 now.
Okay,
I'm 30 now. So from probably 18 to all the way to about 26, most of the girls that I was fucking had boyfriends, and I was like the side nigga, and I was
okay.
cool with that, right? You know, I was like the side dude of the year. I was cool with it, whatever.
Okay. Right.
So as I got older, you know, and started, I guess, stopped doing that shit and started, I guess, trying to get with somebody for real, all that shit in my past stayed in the back of my mind, right? So anytime I started dating a girl and it was, I guess, kind of getting serious, from all the shit I've done in the past, it's impossible for me to believe that I'm the only dude that a girl
wait,
is talking
wait.
To.
Okay,
I,
brother.
And I tell
brother,
her, too.
Brother, listen to me. Listen. Let me show you this something. Let me show him something. It's not dirty or anything. Let me play this for you, dog, real quick. Let me show you, sir. Because you, I don't understand y'all dwellers, man. Why y'all even think this fucking way? All right, Carl, listen to this, ready? All right, listen to this shit. Let me find this, sir. All right, here we go. I'm about to play this, Carl. Listen, Carl. Listen to this. All right, listen. All right, see.
Yeah, I was kind of...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. Hold on a second. Here we go.
I have been on some dates. I will share. I don't know, 6.
Tack, you mute real quick. Just mute so I can hear it.
Okay.
6 different people, I'm not sure. And some repeat dates that I have not gotten physical with anyone. So I hope that shares on how I do and did value the connection that you and I share.
All right, let's stop right there. Okay, let's stop right there. Now, caller, listen. Why do you care if they go out on dates? Caller, I'm telling you, man, I am team guy. Man, look, if she wants to go on a date, the worst thing she can do is try to make me jealous because I'll be the first one to tell her what to wear on the date. Because I'm not taking her out to eat. But why are you in your feminine worrying about a woman and what she's doing? Because if you were doing everything right, they're going to give the pussy to you. They're going to worship you. They're going to cut all the guys off for you. But because you're in your feminine right now, you're worried about them, you're playing the female in all this stuff. Ty, what's with you, man? No, what do you mean, no? Wait, did you just say no? Did you just say no?
Yeah, I said no. Yeah, I said no because I don't care about them going on dates. I'm saying me in general.
Brother, you're worried about these women like a female. You're worried
man,
about
that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, wait. You're saying you're worried about them being with other guys, right?
Hell fuck no. I don't care. I don't care they with other niggas.
You say you're saying these women, but you're thinking about you being, you used to be the side dude, and you just said, because we listened, that you're worried that she's going to have other guys. Did you not say that?
I'm not worried about it. I'm not thinking about it. I got plenty of hoes. That's why I said I'm trying to get y'all opinion on something to see if I'm tripping, because
listen,
I got girls. I got, you know.
You don't trust women. You don't trust a woman enough to. Wait, where Steve just go? Yo, listen, bro. I'm going to just be real, bro. You holding that grudge from your past and what you've done to other women or what you've seen women do for you as a side nigga, you holding that prejudice in the back of your head and subconsciously using that fear to guide your life ain't going to get you nowhere. Because all you're going to do, you might actually have a girl who has some type of integrity or loyalty. Because it's not just a woman thing. Cheating is not, people make it about the gender or the sex. It's not that. Anybody who is dishonorable or lie or do something behind somebody's back, it don't matter if it's a woman or a man. Men cheat, it's men that ain't shit and it's women that ain't shit. So you gotta know how to, you gotta know the person you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You could test them, you can do shit and asking all these questions and pressing all that. That ain't the way to go about it. And fake loving and hiding and just, you know, trying to not to fuck with a chick seriously because you afraid to get hurt ain't the way to go neither. That's fear. You moving by fear. You don't trust her and fuck her. Why are you even? Because it gets, listen, because on one hand, you're going to say, but I don't trust her. I don't want to be with her, so I'm going to keep other women on the side. But then you might be fucking her raw. You might already be fucking her raw. You she know where you live. You been over her house and fell asleep over there and shit like that. So how you gonna say you gonna trust her that she got other niggas, but you putting yourself in positions to face the consequences for what happens with her fucking with other niggas? It don't make sense.
That's feminine, brother.
Yeah, I hear that, but what I'm saying, it seemed like you was making it seem like I'm scared to be with somebody because
brother, you weren't saying you're scared. I'm just saying
you might not even know that you are scared. You're the behavior. You may not even be consciously understanding what your behavior is showing. Because it's defensive. It's subconscious. You're being defensive. You're moving off of fear. So you're moving subconsciously. So you may do something, and that shit all has to do with your fear. But you play it off as, well, I don't trust these bitches.
What is this question? I guess someone's trying to speak for you, I guess. Because when you're married, how can you be non-compliant about letting you go on dates? Man, if you don't get your ass, all right, call her.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried about nothing.
Then why are you asking us this question then? Because apparently you said you're worried about her being with other guys, but let me change it. What is bothering you?
I don't know if I can say it's bothering, but this is what I'm saying.
You're 30 years old, dude. We know what you're saying. You just got to admit to what you're 30 years old, okay? You're saying because you used to be the side dude, now that you're ready to get a relationship, your problem is that the woman you're messing with might have other guys on the side. Is that not what you said, yes or no?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm here.
Did you not say that?
It's not. Yeah, that's what I said.
It?
But how you this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. How you making it seem is like that's all I'm thinking about.
That's some cake ass shit, dog. Come on, let's give it a buck. You want some feminine ass shit? You're worried about. Listen. You're worried because you half the man you think you actually are and shit, and you know that they probably fucking around. Or if they're not, listen, if she's not, the fact that you're even thinking that she might be fucking around is feminine, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Feminine. Men don't think that way. Look, brother, when you let them know, I don't give a fuck what you do, but see, you can't talk to them that way because you care about what they feel.
I do tell them that.
Nah, because
I do tell them that.
If you were that the case, you wouldn't be calling about the thing. You worried that she got a side.
No, that's
you.
What I'm saying. That's why I was trying to get y'all opinion to see, is that not the right way to think? Because right now, I got a girl, right? But anytime I get like, I guess, in a serious relationship, I never drop my other hoes for anybody,
wait,
really. Because like I said,
so wait, does this, wait, hold on, watch this. Does this girl know you got other hoes and shit?
Hell no.
Oh, man, you weak.
So wait, hold on, Steve. So you are the person you're worried about coming in contact with. Isn't that hilarious?
Why
you're
that
person.
Why didn't she?
You are the person you're worried about running into.
Yeah. Why does she
can't
know
make
that?
This up.
Why can't you be a man and tell her that she ain't the only one? Why can't you be a man and tell her that shit?
Oh, no, I ain't gonna say no shit like that. I mean, but
then
I didn't
then you're weak as fuck. I'm just being honest with you. You on some bitch shit, and I say this with love. Because bitches do bitch shit.
I mean, it's cool. I ain't
if you want to get mad at her, she say she got other guys and shit, you're going to be in your fucking panties.
You'll cry, probably.
You a grown-ass man to tell a woman that you have other women? Are you fucking serious?
The only time I tell that to a girl is just a girl that I'm not serious, or a girl that I'm just knocking down.
If you're serious with her, then why do you have other women? You're not serious with her. You're just fucking her, right?
I mean, now we kind of together, like a, if you want to call it a relationship, we doing
okay,
shit other than fucking.
So if she fucking with other niggas, got other niggas on the side that you don't know about, that shit, that shit don't bother you.
Yeah,
that
should be okay,
cool.
Right?
It's
that's cool,
cool
right?
Right?
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Yeah, because I already expect that, so I ain't tripping. My whole world is not gonna be destroyed if she tell me, because like I said,
you don't see what you're listen, and then you and I'll be really sad that this liar lying and selling this woman a dream and lying, not telling her the holistic truth. If she really depends on you and trusts you as a man, she find out because you slip up on some bullshit that you lied to her this whole time.
Yep.
Now she fucked up and heartbroken. Now her trust issues fucked up. Now she goes into the next man with a guard, a shield, a broken heart, and hurt.
Yeah.
All because you couldn't keep it player. And then on top of that, you came in here saying, how do I deal with, you know, if I'm worried that other women got other side niggas because I seen women do it for me. The irony in that is you are the person you are trying to avoid.
Jesus Christ.
Man. You don't even see it.
Yeah, I know that part. No,
you
know, I know
about,
that.
Get over that thought of women having other men. You have other women. You are that person you want to avoid.
I understand that part. That's what I'm saying. Because of my past.
Please let her go. Please just, hey, dude, do her a favor. Do not wear rubbers and let her go, man. Please let her go. Let her find a real man. Because you're going to fuck her up. I'm telling
you. Are you fucking her and the other woman raw at the same time?
Probably so.
Man, hell nah.
Man, just let her go,
you
dog.
I'm scared of it. Child support and catching a disease.
No, you're scared to be a fucking man and tell her that you ain't the only fucking woman I'm fucking. That's the problem. You got her acting like you're only one.
So you telling me, I don't know, your whatever you got going on, but your girl.
Absolutely. They all know. You want to know why? Because there's no reason. What the fuck are you going to do? You either going to go or you going to stay. What the fuck are you going to do? Period.
No, I'm not talking about the hoes you just knocking down. I'm talking about main chick, your girl, your wife. You going to tell your wife, like, look, I got the girls.
All,
look, the right, girls that I'm.
Call her. All right, answer this, Steve. This might be better. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, why wouldn't they know?
Why wouldn't who know?
That you.
The woman you're talking about. Why wouldn't they know?
Why wouldn't they know?
Because she the one I decided to take serious. So I'm not finna like, yeah, hey, I know
you're
my girl, but I'm still.
ecstasy. So if you decide to take a girl serious, that means you have to lie to her?
I mean, well, I guess I ain't taking her fully serious because I'm not giving her my 100% self.
Exactly. Listen to now. Look at what I'm saying. Look at yourself in the mirror as a man. Fuck the woman. And ask yourself. I tell yourself this. Do I really want to be a man who, when I say I'm taking somebody serious, I give them less respect and worse treatment than somebody I'm not taking serious? Do I want to be a hypocrite and a liar when I go to that grave? And if you do and you say yes, then that's fine by me. I won't even argue with you.
Yeah, man.
But if you want to move like a man, bro, the whole idea is, look how you just contradicted yourself. If I care about somebody more, I'm going to stand on that. People I care about, I do what's best for them in the longevity of their life. So telling her the truth and keeping it real with her is one of those things. She will be less hurt if she knew 2 weeks in and consistently down the line that you had other women. And then guess what? And she chose to stay with you. See, that's the thing. When you keep it a buck, when you fuck a buck, when you keep it 1,000, she can be mad or dislike the fact that you have other women, but then she will, and if she chooses to stay, she can't throw that shit in your face. Because then you could be like, hold on. I told you what it was, and you chose to stay. That was your choice. I ain't forced you to stay. I didn't choose for you. See, that's what you do when you try to lie. You try to manipulate her choice.
Right, and there is no loyalty call. Why have you just fucking?
So let me ask y'all this. So basically, what y'all saying is, if I find a girl that I'm serious with, and you know she down, and you know we connect and everything cool, I should just drop all my other hoes and just stay with her.
Catch this. It's not about the dropping
all
the hoes.
All that y'all saying is,
it ain't about dropping the hoes. It's not about dropping the hoes. You're missing the point. If you choose to drop the hoes, that's up to you. I don't give a fuck why you do it or why we do it.
Right.
The idea is that you are consistent no matter how many hoes you got, 0 or 10,000. So if you keeping it a bean to one hoe, you can't even keep it a bean to no hoes or 10 hoes. So it don't even, because guess what? If you choose to take that woman serious, then what does that mean to you? Does that mean you cut other women off? Does that mean you spend more time with her? Does that mean that you'll put a baby? I don't know. I don't know what your serious is. What is your serious? You have to know these things.
Yeah.
Because then if you say I'm taking a woman serious, I'm going to start lying to her.
See,
hey.
Yeah, they call it. If she knew this from the get-go, there wouldn't be any problem.
No.
And call it. I promise you. The problem with a real man is that he can't lie, because she will see that we have women when they meet us. They know when they meet us, they know they're not the only one calling. You want to know why? Because they know how we move. So the first thing that comes out of their mouth is how many women you're seeing, who you're seeing right now. That's what they're going to be saying to you. She never said that to you. So you didn't have any game from the get-go. But now you're playing games with her. I'm just saying, caller, because we got other two callers to grab. I'm just saying for you, caller. Do her a favor and let her go. Because what you're doing is you're taking an innocent, good woman, and you're going to flip her out, and then she's going to get the next man bad because she realized the guy she was with ain't shit, and he fucking lied to her. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I hear you.
All right, man. So, all right, man. Well, keep worrying about those other guys because, hey, look. I hope she's seeing other guys. She needs to see other guys. No, I'm not trying to be funny. I hope she's seeing other guys. Because if she's with you, dog, she's scraping the barrel, dog. She ain't with a real one, man. If I was her ass, I'd be out that bitch, bro. So you take care of yourself, man. Wish you the best, man. Jesus, sad. 404, you're up. 857 next. 404, how can we help you, sir?
Yo.
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Okay. Okay, so my question is, how can I become quicker on my toes in a conversation?
What do you mean quicker on your toes to do what?
Like being able to speak fast, because when I'm in a conversation, I tend to like, well, do
like
that.
What?
Like my mind would kind of like blank, and I wouldn't have anything else to say.
because you're not an interesting person. Well, I mean, give us an example of something a woman said to you that you don't know what to say.
I'm just saying in general, not just with women, but just like generally talking. I pause in the middle of a sentence and not say anything. I want to know how I can help like fix that.
Be intentional with your words.
I don't know what he's talking. You got to give us an example. Wait, what do you mean? Give me an example. I still understand what he's saying. Give us an example. What is someone asking you that you can't speak correctly? Are you 18, 16, 17, 13?
16.
How old? Okay, you're 16. Okay, so what is something that someone's saying to you? Give us an example of something that someone said to you.
All right, well, I can take, when I first started in the conversation, when I was trying to speak, like I would take that pause.
Speak to who?
And then I wouldn't.
What'd
you say? No, I said when we first started, when I first joined the call, I would be talking, and then I took that pause. That's when you asked the question. I don't remember what you said, but I take a pause. And
I call her. Let's take us out of this and give us an example of something that has happened to you where you have froze up. What happened? Give us an example, young man.
Okay. Let's take this one time I was talking to my friend. I was debating about... I think it was the – no, it was which was better, WNBA or NBA. It wasn't which was better. It was –
Wait, your friend was talking about the WNBA?
Mm-mm. It was a conversation like that was – because we're in school, so the top – like what we were talking about was should the WNBA get paid more than the NBA or get paid more?
Now, this is you and a guy talking or you and a girl talking?
Me and a guy.
So you and a guy were talking about the WNBA. Okay. So were you team WNBA or were you team NBA?
I was team NBA.
Okay. And that guy was team WNBA, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you lost that? You lost the debate to him?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say I lost the debate. I'm just saying, like, during, like, conversation – tend to pause in the middle of it, well, like my explanation.
But there's a bigger question you need to ask. Why are you talking to a guy talking about WNBA?
Because we're in class and that's what we're going over. We're having a debate about that. That's what the teacher, the assignment the teacher gave us.
It was an assignment. Oh, okay. So you had to talk about
it. Oh, yeah,
shit.
No, it wasn't random. No, it wasn't random.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, to say men work harder than women.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
I'm saying the problem is when I'm trying to give an explanation.
What did he say to you that you remember being stuck with? Did he say something back to you that you weren't ready to reply back and go back and forth in the conversation? Is that the point?
Not exactly.
So what are you talking
it
about?
It just happens. I'm saying it just happens when I, in the middle of a conversation, I might freeze up and not know what to say.
Because you don't
like,
know
what's next to say.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to say you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You don't know what you're talking about or you don't know why you're trying to talk. Because, the problem is not the problem is not talking. You can choose to be like, you know what, I don't want to talk anymore or that's all I have to say and then just do something else. You can always do that in the middle of a conversation. You know what, Steve, I want to go. Like, you know, you always do that. The problem is that you think you should be saying something. You're trying to force speech out of your mouth. You don't want to just be a forced talker who just talks with no end or reason. You see, we have a reason to talk. Your words come easily.
Right. Yeah. Matthew, we'll go over the lines back up, so be patient, sir, 1 second. We got one more call up there. We'll open the lines back up. Caller, count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Count your ABCs from A to F.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Did you pause and not have anything to say?
No.
Why is that? Because you knew what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if you don't know what you're talking about, you ain't going to talk. When you don't have to, you don't know what you're talking about, you're not going to say anything, sir.
Okay.
So it's not actually a problem. It's just a lack of information that you don't have. That's all.
All right.
Yeah, so don't talk about things you don't know. Stay away from that pond, okay? Stay in the kiddie
okay.
pool and don't get deep in the ocean because those dudes will drown you, okay?
All right.
You admitted that he made a good point and you stumbled your ass.
Yeah.
See, that would have been something to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you can do that shit. All right, young man, good luck with you. Let's bring this other call in before we open the lines back up. 857, what's your question, sir?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, I have a question. My question is, how do I deal with a woman that's so obsessed with me to the point where she's intervening with my personal life?
How do I
deal with a woman? Is that what you said?
He's lying. Why are you lying? Why are you?
What is she doing? She's so obsessed with you that.
Okay,
she's...
I can give you some backstory.
How is she obsessed with you, brother? No, how is she obsessed with you?
She's like, she'll pull up to my job.
All right, call her right
shit.
Now. All right, cool. We got this. You call her right now.
Hello?
Wait, hold on. She put up to your job and did what? Dropped you off some lunch?
No, like, she was some crazy shit. She was stalking my Snapchat score, like, calling me a crazy.
No. I said pull up to your job and do what? What did she do when she put up to your job? She dropped you off some food, right?
No.
No, because you're the problem. You're the problem.
I have her blocked.
You're the problem.
Oh, my God.
So why don't you call her right now and tell her don't come to your job and lose your number. Call her right now and tell her that, Mr. Obsessed. Or maybe you're the one fucking obsessed with her, running behind her.
No, that's not, nah.
Why ain't lying? Because you said you blocked her number and you still talking about her.
Go ahead and call her. Call her.
She's blocked, but here's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm blocked.
You blocked her. Wait, hold on. You said she's blocked, but you're still talking about her. Who's obsessed?
Calling, though, because she's, like, intervening with my personal life. That's what I'm asking y'all. How do I deal with that?
How old are you?
I'm 19. She's 18.
You just call her right now. I know you have her number. Call her right now. Tell her leave you the fuck alone.
Blocker.
Oh, really? Do it then.
You know she's your
liar. Yeah, I'm blocker. And tell her from this point on, leave me alone. I'm not interested in you. Man up and do some man shit.
I already did that, but that's not working.
Do it again. Let's hear you do it now.
She clearly know you better than you know yourself because she doing what the fuck she want.
Apparently.
All right.
Now you got 20 seconds because we got to reset the lines anyway. 20 seconds. 20, 19. 15. Oh, going to hang up on. He's bullshitting. All right, he's bullshitting. All right, so we'll reset the line, Matthew. We're going to set the line right now, guys, and y'all can't call in. Line's going to be back.